2022 Arkansas Travelers. And first, Stephen Mueller, 7th Jack Larson. Having second at shortstop, number 3, Riley Buffalo. And third, and first place, number 2, Jim Schaller. Batting four, and third place, number 4, Tim Mulvaney. Batting fifth, designated hitter, number 22, Matt Schindler. Batting sixth, and batting place, number 15, Patrick Britton. Batting seventh, in right field, number 8, Tyler Cooper. Batting eighth, catcher, number 12, Nick Antia. And batting ninth, in clear field, number 18, Tanner Turner. Starting pitcher for the Arkansas Travelers, Roger Littleton, right there, number 21. Provider Muriel Perron. The Travelers are managed by Colin Calhoun. They have just given tonight's starting lineup in the clubhouse keeper, Henry RV. The lineup will locate it next to the first place game. Thank you.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Sometimes it's the little things more than the big things, and in part that was the situation and the result, really, the formula that Arkansas used last night in a 3-2 win. Really good baseball game in the fourth game of this six-game series. The Rockhounds last night facing the best in the business in terms of Texas League pitching, Taylor Dollard, and they did a little bit of damage against him. Boy, sometimes the cliches you hear are true. If you have a chance against a good pitcher, you must take advantage. Hounds had an early leadoff double, did not score on that opportunity. And, boy, a missed run against Taylor Dollard turned out to be very, very big. 3-2 the final. Starting pitching, which we kind of expected it to be, was really good. JT Ginn went four very strong innings in his return from the injured list. Dollard continued to have a terrific season. The Rockhounds actually had more success against him than the rest of the league has on average by far. He doesn't give up two runs very often in 5 2/3, which he did last night, Taylor Dollard. But it was really the glove and the bat of Tanner Kerwer. In the decisive last of the seventh inning, after a leadoff double, Kerwer drops down what was intended to be a sacrifice bunt. But he bunted it too well as far as the Hounds were concerned. And just a gorgeous bunt. It goes not for the sacrifice, although it moved the runner up, but it goes as a base hit. How big was that? A one-out sacrifice fly will score what would be the game-winning run. If the hit is a sacrifice, it would have cost an out, and the sacrifice fly would not have driven in the go-ahead run. So it is the little things. And Kerwer made a brilliant run-saving catch earlier in the game, and in a one-run ball game, boy, the little things really added up last night. 3-2, Travelers defeating the Hounds in Game 4 of the series. Right-hander Jack Cushing against Prelander Baroa, who's an interesting newcomer to the Texas League. A good matchup this evening in the fifth of this six-game series. Travelers have taken the diamond just down below us and ahead of our Saturday night first pitch. We'll take you downstairs now for the singing of our Star-Spangled Banner.
With the singing of our national anthem.
Can you see the light of God's early light? What so proudly we hailed as the twilight fell asleep, whose broad stripes and bright stars
were from the streaming and the rocking, the rocking band, they're on fire.
Saturday evening baseball, Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The South Division has gotten far too interesting. The Rockhounds' four-game lead is now down to just a single game over the Frisco Rough Riders. Frisco red hot. They rallied late last night at home, defeated Amarillo. Frisco winning its sixth in a row. The Sod Poodles dropping their sixth in a row. And the Rockhounds lead Frisco by just a game in the second half. Then a couple of major streaks. Frisco working on a six-gamer. Rockhounds, of course, with a nine-game win streak earlier in this second half. Raylander Baroa, right-hander with baseball in hand, and he will throw the first pitch of our Saturday night ball game right after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought to you in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
We have 91 degrees on the thermometer, 98 on the heat index here, a little bit of humidity in the air. What wind there is blowing inward, and it might be enough to be a bit of a factor here at Dickie Stevens tonight. Sky is, boy, just a crystal blue. The only thing other than sunshine is one cloud way off on the horizon and about a half moon shining against a really pretty blue sky. So a gorgeous setting here this evening as the Rockhounds and the Travs meet for game five of this six-game series. Max Schumann will lead it off. He moves to shortstop in this game, does Max. Brett Harris is on deck. He'll be the third baseman. Brett Harris batting second, playing third. And Kyle McCann is the first baseman, batting third, playing the three-spot Kyle McCann. That's the top of the order. Here is Raylander Baroa, and his first pitch is a strike of the knees, and we are underway. Max at 308, of course, just coming back from AAA this week. Baroa's pitch sails up high for a ball, one ball and one strike. Middle of the order, Jordan Diaz is the designated hitter. Batting in the four spot, Jordan Diaz. Tyler Soderstrom back in the lineup tonight. Tyler will do the catching and bat fifth. Baroa's pitch, fastball low and away for a ball, 2-1 the count. Michael Goldberg in the sixth spot tonight in center field. Michael Goldberg batting sixth. Devin Boyle in right field batting seventh. Devin in right. Baroa's pitch swung on and missed. Fastball at 98 from the right-hander, and it's 2-2. Marty Bikina at second base batting eighth. Bikina at second base. And Chase Calabwig will round it out. He returns from the injured list. So Chase Calabwig back in the lineup and batting in that familiar number 9 spot and will play left field, Chase in left. Baroa's pitch down and in for a ball. Again, fastball at 98. Three balls, two strikes. Schumann, Harris, and McCann up top. Diaz, Soderstrom, and Goldberg in the middle. Foyle, Bikina, and Calabwig rounded out. 3-2 to Max. Swing and a miss. They got him. A little bit of sink, it looked like, from here on that fastball in 97. And Max Schumann retired. One man down, top of the first on a strikeout. And here's Brett Harris. Raylander Baroa, now he's 0-1 with a 12 ERA, but throw that right out the window. He's made only one start, and it was his first ever at the AA level. The guy's been traded twice at a fairly young age. Not big, high-profile deals, but has been traded two times. Fires a strike to Brett Harris on the outside corner, 0-1 to Brett. Originally with the Twins, then to the Giants, and now on to the Mariners. It's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-2. Again, 97 miles per. That was up in the zone, and Brett took a rip and came up empty. Baroa has spent the entirety of the year at the advanced single-A level in the Northwest League, pitching in Eugene, Oregon, and Everett, Washington. Pitched down and away for a ball. Fond memories of both of those stops long time ago. But he was really, really good at his combined combined outings, 17 of them, pitched way up high for a ball, 2-2. And in those 17 games start, a 2.06 ERA, and he was flat too good for Advance Day. Gave up 34 hits in 65 and two-thirds. Made one start with the Travs. Tulsa got to him a little bit. Pitch down and in did not go. Count 3-2 to Harris. It wasn't so much that they hit him, because they really didn't. In three innings, he gave up only one hit. But he walked five batters and struck out six. And I think you can certainly attribute at least some of that to first-time out jitters and adrenaline. And here's a swing and a miss, and that backs up the point. Boy, I think that hit 100. If the readout here is correct, that was a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and it is two men down. So as we said, that 12 ERA, don't even look at it. Batter is Kyle McCann, left-handed hitting first baseman. Kyle at 259. Baroa out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Fires down and away for a ball. Count a ball and no strikes to Kyle. Every once in a while, the readout here glitches. That said 44 miles an hour. It was an off-speed pitch, but not that off-speed. Baroa comes back, sends a delivery up high for a ball. 2-0 to Kyle McCann. The back-to-back whiffs for Baroa. Yeah, just great numbers across the board. He struck out 97 batters, did walk 38 at high A. Here's a swing and a bouncer foul right at the plate. 2-1 to count to Kyle McCann. So Arkansas team has some outstanding pitching. See Bryce Miller tomorrow for the second time. He is a high prospect for the Mariners. Baroa is on the Mariners' top 30 list. This is Emerson Hancock. He's number two. Here's a drive to right field by McCann. Fair or foul. Into the corner it goes, and it is a foul ball and not by a bunch. 3:30 down the line here, and Kyle just missed yanking it into the corner. I couldn't see from here. The ball, as it hit the ground, was out of our line of sight. Two balls, two strikes. So Kyle got out in front of that just a little bit, not by a bunch. So a 2-2 count to the Rockhounds first baseman. Bases are empty with two men down. Baroa comes set. And the 2-2 pitch, that's down and in, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. So he's gone full to each of the batters in this inning, but he has struck out the first two. Travis Shade, Kyle up the middle solidly. Delivery swung on it, popped in the air. Might be playable for the catcher. And Chia looking, and just out of room. That is a row and a half deep. He could have cut a hole in the fence, probably could have reached through and gotten that. So a foul ball into row two right down below us. Still a 3-2 count to Kyle McCann. And judging from the smiles and the looks on the faces and those five people down there in the first row, they wanted no part of that whatsoever. Usher goes over and makes sure everybody's okay. I broke off a cup holder in that foul ball. That's not easy to do. Pitch outside for a ball. So you got, I guess, a little sense there for Baroa. High strikeout numbers and a relatively high number of bases on balls. About 4.5 walks per nine innings. But again, strikes out about 12 to 13 batters in a nine-inning span. And again, all of his numbers will be from rookie and the single-A levels. And he'll face Jordan Diaz. Well, baseball can be so cruel. Jordan 0-for-1 last night as a pinch hitter. Takes high for a ball that's 1-0. And in that one pinch hit appearance, went 0-for-1, and a 20-game on-base streak went by the boards. But he played in the game, had an AB, and didn't get on base. Takes low and in for ball two, 2-0 from Baroa. Jordan at 3-0-4. That is third high on the team among the regulars, those who qualify for the Texas League batting leaders. Here's a fly ball to right field. This is well struck. Hoover going back. He'll turn around and make the catch just short of the track in right field. Jordan goes opposite way, drives it fairly deep, but no damage done. So the walk does not lead to anything further. And a half inning in the books. Saturday night baseball underway from North Little Rock, Arkansas. And our Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Jack Cushing, the Travelers are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharge Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharge Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Right-hander Jack Cushing will face the Travelers in this ballgame. Jack Larson to lead it off. Larson, the left-handed hitting left fielder. Jack is 13th. Start, that's the number he wears on his back as well, number 13 with the baseball in hand. Jack Larson stands in, bottom of the first inning. And Jack Cushing's first pitch, just off the outside corner for ball one. Riley Unroe, the shortstop, batting number two. Riley Unroe waiting on deck. Pushing a look into Tyler Soderstrom for the sign, and his 1-0 pitch is ripped but foul, well wide at first, a ball and a strike. Jake Shiner batting third, playing the three spot, first baseman Jake Shiner. Caden Polkovich had a big swing of the bat last night, drove in a couple in a 3-2 win. Moves to third base, batting cleanup, Caden Polkovich. One ball, one strike. Larson waits, bat resting on his left shoulder, now props it up as he takes, down low, 2-1. Matt Scheffler, the designated hitter, batting fifth. Scheffler, the DH. Patrick Frick moving to second base and batting sixth. Frick, the second baseman. Cushing's 2-1, drops low, ball three. Three balls, one strike from Jack. Connor Hoover in right field, batting seventh. Hoover is in right. Jake Anchia, the catcher, batting eighth. Anchia behind the plate for Arkansas. Three balls, one strike. Cushing's pitch, bounce towards second base. Couple of hops. And that will be handled there. Turn in the throw in time for Marty Bikina. And it's one down in the bottom of the first inning, a 3-1 pitch, but no damage done. Bottom of the order, the guy we talked about up top in our pregame introduction to this one, Tanner Kerwer, who had a huge bunt single last night, and the defensive play of the game, which absolutely took an RBI away from Mickey McDonald. And all that in a 3-2 ball game. The bunt set up the game winner. First pitch, and Unroe rips one up the middle. Boy, jumped on the first pitch, line drive. Max Schumann, the shortstop, was playing up the middle, but that ball hit so sharply he just could not get to it. It was well to his left anyway. So a line drive single to center field, and Riley Unroe only hitting 211, but he's been much better of late. The guy's been around a little bit. So he's on base with the game's first hit, and here is Jake Shiner. Right-handed hitter, he's the first baseman. Shiner at 227. Jack Cushing comes set. Good lead, runner not going. Pitch a strike at the knees, it's 0-1. Unroe is a guy who will run. He has 18 attempts, and he has been successful 15 out of those 18 times. So not only can run, he can run with success. Cushing set, 0-1 count, right-hander against right-hander here. Delivery low and away, backhanded by Tyler behind the plate. One ball and one strike to Shiner. Jack Cushing in his 12 starts with the Rockhounds, and of course that's over two stints. 6-2, 3.76 is his earned run average. His first opportunity to pitch at the AAA level, that didn't go well for him, just to be honest. There's a swing and a high fly ball left field toward the line and sprinting over in foul ground. This is out of our line of sight. That ball, nope, it will bounce foul. Could not see his Chase Callaway disappeared behind a rising wall that cordons off the grass berm and the corner seats down that left field side. It's a good size ballpark here in North Little Rock. Not overly large, but it's scary to think this ballpark opened in 2007. You still want to think of it as a new ballpark, which it relatively is, of course. Cushing's pitch and a swing and a miss. So he comes back and gets Jake Shiner swinging. It's one man on and two man down, and the batter is the cleanup hitter, Caden Polkovich. Polkovich had a big swing of the bat last night. JT Ginn, in his start last evening, again, his first start at the AA level since May 15th. He's made two. They are essentially rehab starts in the Arizona Complex League. Went four innings, gave up just four hits. Polkovich waits, switch hitter from the left side, takes down and in for ball one. JT gave up only four base hits, did not walk a batter, and struck out four, so he was very solid. But of the four hits, three of them came in succession. A couple of singles and then a double from the guy at the plate, Caden Polkovich, and that was all that JT gave up in the game. Pitch up outside, maybe up a bit. Two balls, no strikes. Rockhounds actually have seven starting pitchers. Colin Palouse will not appear in this series, and we'll see if he does at Tulsa. Might just get a little extra rest at this point in the year. Of course, Colin's been in a rotation all season. Pop up, left side. That'll find its way, I think, to the seats. Giving a long look is Brett Harris, but that ball will get well out of play. Two balls and one strike to count. With Jack Cushing returning from AAA, and now Luis Medina acquired in the Frankie Montas deal from the Yankees. Both Matt Milburn and Hogan Harris have moved to the bullpen. Hogan really is really in a piggyback start scenario. Pitch to the outside edge, and it's three balls and one strike now to Polkovich. So dangerous count here. Polkovich hitting 234, 37 driven in, but again, a big swing last night. Slightly open stance as he waits. This is the second 3-1 count of this inning. Hitter's count to be sure. Cushing's pitch, and it's popped up. Left side, Brett Harris near his own dugout. He'll reach and make the catch right against the railing. Good play by Brett Harris, and the inning comes to an end. So each team with a base runner, but neither team on the board. So we have played an inning. Saturday night, Texas League Baseball in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score, after one, Hounds and Trabs, 0-0.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Request auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
No score. We go to the top half of inning number two. For the Rockhounds, it'll be the number five hitter, Tyler Soderstrom, arriving at the AA level at the start of this series. Left-handed hitter takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tyler, then Michael Goldberg and Drew Foyle. Drew. Who is Drew Foyle? Sounds like a private detective somewhere, maybe in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Yeah, private detective. Drew Foyle, swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. The third batter in this inning, I'm pretty certain, is going to be Devin Foyle, and he is the right fielder for the Rockhounds. The 1-1 pitch to Soderstrom. Hit in the air, center field. Well struck, high, deep. Back is Kerwer, but at the track, he's got room, and he's got it. Soderstrom put a charge into that ball. Not quite deep enough to do damage. Of course, the air is fairly heavy here. This is not an overly friendly home run hitting park. 400 is straightaway center. It's 330 down each line. The wall is high at 12 feet. That's what I have written down all the way in left field. And the batter's eye in center as well is 10 feet. Pitch swing and a miss as Michael Goldberg comes up empty. The right field side is kind of Fenway Park style. They have the bullpens down behind the right field fence. It is just 5 feet high. Pitch outside to Michael for a ball. One ball, one strike. Michael Goldberg at 329. Of course, a small sample size. He's one of the guys who's missed some time on the year. Playing in his 25th game. Big swing and a miss comes up empty. Crowd ooze at the swing. Then it's 1-2. One man down to the deep fly ball by Tyler Soderstrom. Prolander Baroa. Pitch a swing and a miss. Boy, this carved him up. Pitch down and away. And a swinging strike three, so that's the third strikeout for Baroa. Well, pretty much true to form. He is really tough to hit. Has some strikeouts and one base on balls in this game early on. And here is Devin Foyle. No relation to Drew Foyle, whoever that is. Left-handed hitter stands in. Baroa is pitched down at the shoot tops for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Travelers, with their win last night, have taken three out of four from the Rockhounds, and in doing so, as we mentioned earlier, Baroa's pitch down the middle, and did get there at the knees. Well, that's a low-edge strike, good pitch, 1-1. South Division has really tightened up. Frisco just a game behind the Hounds. Rough Riders red hot. Swinging a foul away off to the left, 1-2 to Devin. It's so intriguing, and I'm not putting the cart ahead of the horse at all, but right now the Hounds lead Frisco by one game, and this is game 32, so basically a third of the way is all into the second half. But if these teams continue at the top, they do not play each other again. Division rivals, and haven't played for some time. Pitch up high for a ball, and it's 2-2. Rockhounds made two trips to Frisco pretty closely bunched together in mid-June and mid-July, but do not go back. And the Riders came to Momentum Bank Ballpark in April. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-2. The Hounds have four series against their other three division rivals, only three series against Frisco. And well, right now, the teams are at the top of the division and don't play again. 3-2, loop foul, count stays full, 3-2 to Devin. Devin Foyle, a 264, couple of home runs and 19 driven in. And again, a guy who's missed some time. Well, that's got to be, no matter who you are, of course, that's just got to be so frustrating. Stretch and pitch, and that was fouled away. So Devin doing some battle here with a 3-2 count. Base is empty. Two down, top of the second inning. No score. Marty Bikina would be next for the Hounds here in the second inning. Shadow lengthening out now. Up to the left field, and that's where this ball goes. High fly ball to left. Larson drifting toward the line, and then he's going to run out of room. I think that ball will drift into the seats. So another two-strike foul ball off the bat of Devin Foyle. Sun sets here just where it does in terms of the ballpark and the setup, as it does back home in Rocky Town behind the first base stands. It's a long rectangular shadow, so all of the infield and the outfield now in left all the way to the wall. Up to about halfway up the billboard sign. Center field is really the sun field at the moment. That's where Tanner Kerwer is. Boy, he has been a heck of a defender in this series. Pitch up high, ball four. So Devin Foyle, well, he deserves a lot of credit for that base on balls. He fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, gets himself a walk. And here's Marty Bikina. Marty at 229, 5 home runs, 22 driven in, moving to second base in this game. Logan Davidson getting this night off. Chase Calabwing on deck. We mentioned Chase activated off the injured list. So good to see number 25 back in the lineup. Pitch down the middle, called strike, 0-1 to Marty. The Hounds have a roster that includes now fewer pitchers, I think, by at least one or two than most teams in the league. Bobby has a pretty healthy bench with which to work. Pitches up and away for a ball. The count is one ball, one strike. Down Marty with Devin Boyle, the base runner. No score here in the second. And that pitcher total on the roster was reduced by one. Ironic. Here's the pitch down and away. Wandison Charles, who had really his best outing since mid-May earlier in this series. But the A's needed a roster spot, and Wandison is a 40-man roster member, or was. He has been taken off the 40-man and designated for assignment, so he is no longer on the roster for the Rockhounds. And he's in that baseball limbo right now with the A's. Check swing. Did he go? He did. And the count is 2-2. Devin Foyle, the base runner. Not really a base stealer. Can run a little bit, to be sure. Doesn't have an attempt on the season. Perlander Baroa comes set 3-2 again. Boy, he's gone deep to a lot of hitters. There's a foul ball away. And I should correct myself, 2-2 to Devin Foyle. This is the ninth batter he has faced. He's gone full to four of them and 2-2 to Bikina. Marty with five home runs, 22 driven in, hitless in the series. Right-handed hitter pretty well straight away. Classic upright stance as he waits. Baroa comes set. Turns and delivers, and that's high and away, and so there is another full count. Five of the first eight batters, he has gone full. Even though throwing in the mid to upper 90s routinely with a fastball, may have flirted with triple digits. 3-2, Foyle runs, pitch takes flight, and that's down low. Bikina draws a walk. So Baroa, very similar to his first outing, which came at Tulsa, in which he walked five, struck out six, gave up only one hit to the Drillers over three innings. And here is Chase Calabuig now. Boy, it's good to see, as we said, really good to see Chase back. He has been on the injured list, the COVID list, and has not yet played on the road trip, and was placed on the IL late in the last homestand. Left-handed hitter comes in at 319. Boy, he just busted his way into the top three in the league. A tremendous stretch. But it's been a while. Hasn't played since July 26th. Left-handed hitter is Calabuig. Two men on and two men down. Baroa's pitch. Swung on and ripped, and that's a base hit to right field. Welcome back, Chase Calabuig. RBI single throw will be nowhere near in time. Coming to third base is Marty Bikina. You know, this is just true. Just the things that go through your mind. Just I'm writing down the lineups a little earlier, and I get to Chase, and I'm writing in his numbers. And wow, 319. He said, obviously, terrific year, and especially with the last month and a half. And I'm thinking he hasn't played in a while. It's been July 26th, so. Man, how long is it going to take to get Chase Calabuig going again? That answer is one pitch. Single to right field on the first pitch he sees. Coming around to third base is Bikina. So it's a 1-0 Rockhounds lead. Top of the order now. Here's Max Schumann. RBI for Chase is 44th. Max takes outside for a ball. It's one ball, no strikes. Well, So much for that adjustment period. I don't know, he might go 1-for-5 on the night. Who knows, but boy, it didn't take him long. 1-0, Schumann waits, swings, and he pops this up. Is it out of play? Max is hoping so, and I think it is. Let's see, is that going to dribble back in? Oh, we've got some guys who have been here before. This A-shaped roof in this ballpark, you just don't see that, do you, anywhere. But the roof just looks like the roof of a house. Just an A-frame roof. So if the foul balls hit on this side of that A-frame, they bounce back into the seats. You can tell who's been here before when you watch the crowd. Pitch is low and away for a ball. It's two balls, one strike. And it really is kind of like a game show within the baseball game. If you can see the ball's going to come bouncing back into the seats, you look in those sections, and the people who are turning and watching have been here before. The others are risking getting clunked. Pitch to Schumann just down low, and the count goes 3-1. Hounds with first and third, two men down, one run in. Well, the Chase Calabweig single, he is at first, and Marty Bikina is at third. And there is activity in the Arkansas bullpen. Baroa comes set, delivers, and a swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Max, a strikeout victim his first time up. Boy, another full count. Six of the first 10 batters, he has gone full. Max will step out asking for his timeout. One of two allotable. Stretch and pitch, and that is outside. Boy, that's ball four, and Baroa didn't miss by much, and the crowd clearly disagrees. Can't blame them. It was a very, very close pitch. So four walks, three strikeouts, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound. I don't believe this will be a pitching change. The Travs, it's interesting, that's not Colin Cowgill. The only way to be absolutely sure, unless you know these guys, Sean McGrath is the pitching coach. Colin Cowgill is the manager. And neither of them wears a jersey. They both wear the windbreakers with no uniform numbers, but that is Sean McGrath, the pitching coach. So the base is loaded. And again, Baroa, bases on balls. That's been the issue for him. Went three innings against Tulsa. He's got an inning and two-thirds here. So in 4 2/3, he has walked 9 batters. And he has struck out 9 batters. Oh, he's got great stuff. Very similar, by the way, in that regard to Luis Medina, who joined the Rockhounds following his trade from the New York Yankees. He'd been at the AA level for the Yankees, the Somerset Pirates, or Patriots, forgive me. And he joined the ball club, and he has pitched in this series. And, again, same type of velocity. Really good stuff. Bases on balls have been the hurdle for him as well. Now Brett Harris, bases loaded. Takes up and in, ball one, one ball, no strikes. And again, Baroa has gone deep to most of the batters he's faced. Ironically, the run scores on a first pitch single from Chase Calabweig, who got the pitch he wanted. Delivery by Baroa swung on, and Brett pops this one foul, but it's going to get out of play. Oh, going to catch the roof, or is it going? Nope. Other side, is he going to dribble back? Yes, it does. Here it comes. And into, well, guy had brought his, didn't bring his glove, brought his hat. Couldn't make the catch in the baseball cap. That is baseball, by the way, given to a little guy in a bright red ball cap. Oh, he's happy. The 1-1 pitch, that's a strike. Knee high in the outside corner, 1-2. That foul ball thing is kind of a unique and really is kind of a fun element of this ballpark. 1-2 the count, bases full, one run in. So for Baroa, this is a big pitch or two. The 1-2. Swung on it high in the air to center field. Kerwer drifting over. Well, the Rockhounds going to get on the board, but they're going to leave the bases loaded as well. Fly ball is handled by Tanner Kerwer for the out in center field. So it is one run, one hit, three walks, and three left. Inning and a half of the books. The Rockhounds on the board. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 1, Travelers nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies. And dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade. From the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com, the Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
In the bottom half of the second inning, it'll be Matt Scheffler, Patrick Frick, and Connor Hoover. Missing Jack Cushing. Jack's mentioned his 13th start with the Rockhounds. Got the call up to AAA Las Vegas, and not an easy step at all. So Jack finds himself back. First pitch swing, little looper. That's going to drop for a slicer-dicer base hit. Rounding first and holding there is Scheffler. Just an absolute duck snort. Good pitch by Cushing. We'll get a second look at it. Down and in. And Scheffler literally just fought it off and loops it toward the right field line, and it drops for a base hit. Second hit of the game for the Travelers. It's a little flare on the right field line. One on, nobody down. Tying run on base just that quickly. And Patrick Frick will be the batter. 230 hitter. Infielder can play pretty much anywhere, second, third, and short. Right-handed hitter waits, takes. Went just low from Cushing. One ball, no strikes. And again, according to the readout, 57 miles per hour. The sometimes humorous readout. Stretched by Jack. Lead by Scheffler, who does run a little tiny bit. Pitch down low for a ball, 2-0. Scheffler doesn't run often, but when he goes, he gets there. He's 4-for-4. Frick, a right-handed hitter. Rockhounds shade him up the middle solidly with Marty Bikina shading toward the bag at second base. Cushing comes set. Scheffler the lead. Pitch swung on, fouled away, and the 2-0 count now is a 2-1 count to Frick. Patrick has 49 hits, only 5 of them for extra bases. All of those are doubles. Has 15 runs driven in. This is Jack Cushing out of Georgetown University. Right-hander's pitch swung on and missed. Count evens up now. 2 balls, 2 strikes. For Jack, he made for the Las Vegas Aviators, made 6 starts, was 1-3, and boy, the ERA is rough, 14.14. And a swing and a miss on a pitch up and in. So back-to-back fastballs at 90 and 89, the latter up and in and a swinging strike three. So 2 strikeouts now for Jack. And Connor Hoover, the batter, left-handed hitter. Tough jump to AAA, and Jack will get another opportunity. You have to certainly have to think that. His number's very solid here. Struggled a bit in his first outing coming back, which I find certainly understandable. Pitch down and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Was among the top 10 in the Texas League in multiple categories when he got the call up to the Aviators. Comes set at the belt. Lead by Scheffler, pitches punch, left field side, and that is a, boy, called a foul ball. Boy, that is a tough, tough call. The Travs are not going to argue this. That looked like it might have gotten the line. The third base coach for Arkansas is Jeff Jimenez, and he has a great look at it. He kind of signaled fair, but when the foul call was made, did not argue. And again, it's one of those tough scenarios. Third base umpire and crew chief Jake Bruner is between the pitcher and the second baseman in this alignment. So that's the home plate umpire's call, and man, that is a difficult call. And that one about as close as they come. 1-1 stretch, pitch is swung on, swinging bunt in front of the plate. Soderstrom bare hands it, throws to first for the out. Pretty play by Tyler Soderstrom. 2-3 goes the putout. Advancing to second base is Matt Scheffler. That ball was pounded straight down, and it bounced on the dirt in front of the plate, kicked up, and Taylor barehanded it midair through to first base. That was really nicely handled. Won't get you a web jam, but that's a really good play by the young catcher. Throws Scheffler out. If that ball bounces a second time, I'm not sure they get him. Hoover, I should say, Scheffler advancing to second, as mentioned. So Hoover is out, and here is Jake Anchia. Right-handed hitting catcher, and he pops it up. That's coming back our way, right above us, I think. Is that going to roll back down? Nope, that one got over the top of the roof. 0-1 the count. Everybody in the sections right below us behind home plate turning and looking to see if that ball would come back up. So you got a whole bunch of people staring at the press box. Yeah, please do not feed the broadcasters. 0-1 count. And Chia takes low and away. Count one ball, one strike. And Chia at 225 with four homers, 33 driven in. Tying run in scoring position. Field almost entirely in shadows, just little streaks of light in left field. And on the batter's eye in straightaway center. Cushing comes set. Pitch to the plate. Check swing, and he went to be sure. Boy, Anchia really fooled. That pitch actually landed in Tyler Soderstrom's glove in the left-hand batter's box. One ball, two strikes. Lead-off base hit. Runner now in scoring position with two men down. Rockhounds one, Travelers nothing. Cushing set, and Chia waits. Pitch into the dirt. Good block by Tyler. Two balls, two strikes. Tanner Kerwer, the number nine hitter in the order, waiting on deck. Stadium lights on. Sky still, boy, just a crystal blue. Just that one little mini cloud bank you can barely see way off on the horizon just past downtown Little Rock. And a bright half moon shining in a blue evening sky. Cool backdrop here tonight in North Little Rock. 2-2 to Anchia, who took his time out, now steps back in. Big deep breath by Cushing. Jack with a 2-2 pitch, and that is popped up right side. Anybody going to get there? Foul ground and on the run. Nope, Bikina cannot get there. Foul ball. Three guys after it. Kyle McCann from first base, Devin Poyle from right field, and Marty made the effort to get there, but it'll just drop as a foul ball. Can't imagine if you charge an error there, you're getting mean. So just a foul ball. It's still 2-2. Marty came close. Not the easiest play in the world. And 2-2 to Anchia, who gets another opportunity here. Anchia has 33 runs driven in. Right-handed and hitting catcher. Scheffler takes the lead off second base. Hound Shade, the right-handed hitter to the right side of the infield. He fouls this one away again off to the right. And the count stays 2-2. Hounds and Traps tomorrow afternoon at 1:35. And then it's on to Tulsa beginning Tuesday. Hounds will get a look at the Drillers team with the best record in the league. A pitch by Cushing, and that ball hit in the air. Shallow center field. And coming on, anybody? Oh, yeah, plenty of room and time in there to make the play. In straightaway center is Michael Goldberg. So a little pop-up handled by Goldberg in shallow center, and a leadoff base hit goes by the boards. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one man left in scoring position. We'll go to the top half of the third. Village Car Wash scored through two. The Hounds won. Arkansas nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandJobs.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Rockhounds one and the Travs nothing. We'll go to the third inning, and that'll mean Kyle McCann, Jordan Diaz, and Tyler Soderstrom. The face Rolander Barilla. Down to the 1-0 lead in this game. Mention Rockhounds one more time on the road in this. Boy, it's been a stretch in which the Hounds are playing 24 out of 33 games on the road. Sandwiched around that last homestand, which was 9 games, including the only 3-game set of the second half. So next week it'll be the Tulsa Drillers. And 1 week from this coming Tuesday, Rockhounds will be at home. Hounds will be at home. There are 5 weeks to go when the Hounds return to Momentum Bank Ballpark. We will be past the midway point of the second half. My goodness. So great stuff coming up beginning Tuesday, August 16th. Amarillo and the Rockhounds will meet for the final time on the season. So the Sod Poodles roll to town. The Rockhounds will roll home and look forward to seeing you on the 16th of August. Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Great stuff, of course, all through that week. One ball and no strikes. Pitch is swung on and popped a mile in the air right side. Give it a long look is Connor Hoover. Does he have room? Nope, that ball finally going to drift into the seats. Boy, Connor looked like he had a beat on that ball, but it drifts into the right field corner. Again, unusual. Some bench seating in that right field corner only. It's just one section of the ballpark that is not individual seating. Just don't see that very often anymore. One ball, one strike. Barilla's pitch sails on him, high and away for a ball. Rolander with activity behind him in the bullpen. Again, just his second double-A start. This ball is swung on and drilled to right field. It's going to be a foul ball, I believe. Yep, getting a look, positioning himself and getting a good look at that was Ben Engstrand, our first base umpire. McCann turned on it and really drilled it. But it was foul, 2-2. Kyle walked his first time up, so he has now reached base in 17 straight games. Delivery up and away for a ball, 3-2. Boy, Barilla continues to go deep in the count a bunch. 7 of the first 12 batters, he has gone full. Just swinging a foul back in McCann, battling a little bit here, and a couple of the hitters have extended it, particularly Devin Foyle, who drew a walk eventually on a 9-pitch plate appearance. And I mentioned how many times he's gone full, because if you do that 7 times, it's a minimum of, 42 pitches. Ground ball right side. Boy, that's picked nicely by Frick. That ball was hard hit. So Kyle McCann's 16-game hit streak on hold. He has reached base. Well, that was a sharply hit ground ball. Crack of the bat. It was hard hit, but Frick made the play. One man down for Jordan Diaz. Jordan at 304, 14 homers, 54 driven in. Has one base hit in the series, and that was his 26th double, his 40th extra base hit. Waggles that bat just a little, swings and fouls it back. Jordan, the DH in this game. Oh, is the ball going to dribble back down? Oh, I thought it was too. Oh, no souvenir this time, folks. They turn their attention back to the playing field, as will we. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike to Jordan. Field now entirely in shadows. We've lost the last glimmers of sunlight on the playing surface. And warm evening in 91 with a heat index of 98 when we began. Pitch up and in, two balls and a strike. Jordan, right-handed hitter, facing the right-hander Rolander Barilla, and he files down and away, and that's three balls and one strike. So command is certainly the issue. That'll be what we will watch with Luis Medina. Got roughed up a little bit overall in his debut, but boy, kid's got great stuff. Pitch swung on, bounced to short. Two long hops. Oh, one knocked down, but misplayed by Unroh, and that will be a big old E6, I do believe. So the error on Unroh. Ball was a top spin bouncing. You just see that, and when it got there, it bounced right in front of him, and I think probably kicked up a little bit. You got that top spin going, it jumps at you a little bit. And Unroh knocked it down but did not handle it. So an error on the shortstop, and here is Tyler Soderstrom. Tyler 0-for-1 on a well-hit ball. He drove it to deep center field his first time up. So 3-for-14. Two of the hits for extras. takes just low and away. Ball one, 1-0. Tyler with a sack fly to drive in his first run, had a solo home run, and had a triple that drove home a run. Swinging the ball, hit right back up the middle. That's going to be handled behind the back by Unruh. He flips to nobody. My goodness. Unruh went behind the bag, tried to flip to second. There's nobody. They was way behind the second baseman, Frick. So I'll see how that'll be scored. That'll be a throwing error. So back-to-back errors on Unruh. And here comes Colin Cowgill, and that, I'm sure, is going to be it for Baroa. He has already thrown a lot of pitches, and I'm sure they're keeping a very close eye on it. So it will be another error, this one a throwing error on Unruh. Soderstrom reaches on the fielder's choice, and Baroa will depart. Boy, very, very similar numbers to his last time out against the Tulsa Drillers, where he gave up, how many runs he gave up? He did give up 4 runs in that game, just 1 in this one. But again, just 1 base hit. It was the RBI single by Chase Calabrese, but bases on balls were certainly an issue, and defense behind him, a huge issue in this inning. It's 2 on with 1 out in the inning, should be over. So the Travelers will go to the bullpen early in this game. And Devin Sweet, right-hander out of Greensboro, North Carolina, will come on to pitch. So Devin Sweet will face Michael Goldberg with 2 men on, 1 man down. And Devin's name here on the card, boy, that is a rough inning so far for shortstop Riley Unruh. Fielding error and then a throwing error. That was unusual looking, too. He crossed actually to the second base side of the bag, and as the second baseman Frick was going to cover the bag, Unruh kind of backhanded the ball, and it dropped maybe 6 feet on the first base side of the bag at second and just plopped to the ground. Baroa will go 2 in the third innings. Again, just 1 hit. 1 run that was earned. Cannot give up an earned run, because the inning now should be over. And again, walked 4 and struck out 3. And Devin Sweet will replace him here and face Michael Goldberg in a couple of moments. Get you Devin's number. I get my cheat sheet. Devin making his 35th appearance out of the Travelers bullpen. He's 4-5 with a 5.40 ERA. A little bit under a hit per inning, but he's walked 20 batters in 48 and a third. And he's more than a strikeout per inning, 54 whiffs in 48 and a third innings. First pitch, fastball just a little bit up to Michael. Goldberg, a strikeout victim his first time up. Michael at 329. Devin Sweet, 5'11", right-hander. Base runners for the Rockhounds are Jordan Diaz at second, Tyler Soderstrom at first. There's a swing, and there's a high fly ball left center field, but with room for Larson, he will drift over and somewhat inward to make the catch. Boy, that ball kind of floated. Mention what wind there is blowing almost directly in, and that ball got way up in the stratosphere, so Larson makes the catch eventually in shallow left center field. 2 men down in the inning, and that'll bring up Devin Foyle. Devin had a 3-hit game earlier in this series, so he is 4-for-9 in the set with a run batted in. And just coming back, missed a whole bunch of time. Middle of May till the last week of July. Takes up and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Big, deep breath from Devin. Steps out and back in. And plenty of time. Well in advance of 9 seconds. Batter, of course, has to be back in. 9 seconds on the pitch clock. Swinging a high fly ball left side. That'll drift toward and up into the seats. Boy, another one that seemed just to linger up there. 2 on and 2 out. Boy, Riley Unruh hoping this inning will land 2 errors on him in this inning, the 2 base runners. 1 ball, 1 strike to Devin Foyle. Pitch a swing and a miss, 1-2. Marty Bacchino would be next for the Hounds here in this, the third inning. They lead it by the score of 1-0. RBI single by Chase Calabwig in the second. Pitch by Devin Sweetboy just outside. He was ready to walk away and call it an inning. Just missed outside with a changeup. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Devin Foyle from Devin Sweet. Long look out of the runner at second base. That's Jordan Diaz. Comes set. Sweet delivers and a backdoor pitch in. That's just wide. That time it was the catcher, Jake Anchia, was ready to head to the dugout. Boy, those pitches could not have missed by very much at all. 3-2. Runners will go with the pitch. Left-hander at the dish, right-hander on the mound. Sweet comes set, hands at the letters. Leg kick, runners go, pitch swung on. High fly ball, foul, not deep at all. First base side, that'll get out of play into a big old bunch of folks. Takes a big high bounce on the concrete walkway, and the scramble ensues. 3 balls, 2 strikes again to Devin. Walked and scored the game's only run. His first time up, that came in the last inning. Devin pushing that bat back and forth slowly as he waits. A little pendulum-style thing working. His sweep now will step away. Pitcher, of course, can do that twice in each at bat. And the batter can actually step out twice. I've been saying once. It's twice, according to the rules. You don't see it very often. Pitch, up, down low, called third strike. Boy, this time it's Foyle who was starting to run the first. Boy, that was a late call. But a call is made, and out on strikes is Devin Foyle. So, no runs, no hits. Riley Unruh has to be breathing a sigh of relief. He had 2 errors in the inning, and both men are left on base. Rockhounds have now stranded 6 base runners in the first 3 innings with a very slender lead. So, top half of the third is in the books. This is game 5 of a 6-game series between these rivals and our Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 1 and the Travelers nothing.
Sawgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Sawgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
In advance of our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia, just kind of sing along in your mind or out loud if you are unashamed. Take me out to the ball game, right? Take me out to the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, you know all that. And later in that song it says, for it's what, how many now? For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out. Is that correct? I think that's correct. Just keep that in mind. Hum to yourself if you are so inclined. Tanner Kerwer will lead it off, then back to the top of the order, last half of the third inning. Jack Cushing facing the right-handed hitter who was so big in the game last night, called strike inside corner. Kerwer's would-be sacrifice bunt in the seventh inning in a 2-2 tie after a leadoff double. His bunt was good enough that it became not a sacrifice, but a base hit. He swings and fouls this one away. It's 0-2. That pushed a runner to third, and that run became the game-winning run, breaking the 2-2 tie. 3-2 was the final. If he had not reached base, if it had been a sacrifice and not a base hit, the run would not have scored. 0-2 pitch, up high for a ball, 1 ball, 2 strikes. I described it poorly in our introduction to the game, but it was a leadoff double, then what would have been a sacrifice bunt, but turned it into a hit. But that would have been with a sacrifice out number one. The pitch to Kerwer, and a swing and a miss. Knee is up and down on strikes. Good breaking ball by Jack Cushing. Third strikeout, back to the top of the order now. Before the run scored on the sacrifice fly, there was a pop-out to shortstop. So that was the first out of the inning because of the excellence of Kerwer's bunt. But if it had been a sacrifice bunt, would have been a pop-out, and just a fly ball out, inning would have been over. So the little things, Kerwer's bunt was little but big. Swinging strike to Jack Larson, 0-1. Larson, left-handed hitter, bounced out to second baseman Marty Bikina, his first time up. 1-0 Hounds, although the Rockhounds have had opportunities far beyond that singular run. Pitch down and in from Jack, one ball and one strike. With so many little things last night, and again, when you're facing a guy as good as Taylor Dollard, who has just been off the charts good in the year, you miss an opportunity with a leadoff double, don't score. That's frustrating any time, but against a, well, the top pitcher in the league, all the more so. You know, swing and a foul tip. Count goes 1-2 to Jack Larson. Riley Unruh waiting on deck. I would guess with a bat in his hand and a chip on his shoulder after a couple of errors in the last inning, but no damage done other than to his fielding percentage. This pitch swung on and looped foul, out of play. So a one ball, two strike count to Larson. And the Hounds had the leadoff double by Mickey McDonald in the third inning last night, but he did not score. And then Mickey robbed of an RBI single by Kerwer in center field. So Tanner, as we said, big in that game. Pitch, down low, did not go. Two balls, two strikes, a little check swing, but Larson did not go around. And with the win now, Travs have taken three of the first four in this series. These teams meet one more time. They'll meet at Momentum Bank Ballpark, one of the three remaining home stands. There's a swing and a drive to right, and that ball is fair, and that ball is gone, and this game is tied. Home run to right field, out of here by Jack Larson. Well, Hounds have had opportunities galore, and on one pitch, the Travelers equalize this game. Well, for Jack Larson, it has been really an intriguing week. The Mariners needed a player to fill a spot. They had a couple of guys go down a week ago, and AAA Tacoma, I think the Mariners were on the road. The Mariners were on the road in Texas, swinging the foul back. It's 0-1 to Riley Unruh, and their AAA is Tacoma, and so they reached out to Jack Larson. He joined the Mariners for a couple of days, did make his major league debut, but then they needed the roster spot, and so he was designated for assignment. Backdoor pitches wide to Unruh. One ball, one strike. Riley singled his first time up. So you go from making your major league debut to being out of work, basically, two or three days later. But he cleared waivers, and the Mariners have now assigned him here again, swinging a foul back out of play, and Jack Larson returns, and in his second game back, he has tied this ball game with a home run to deep right field. Larson's seventh home run with the Travs, his 38th RBI. What a week. In the span of 7 days, made his big league debut, was designated for assignment, cleared waivers, re-signed, and homers. Pitched down the middle, but a low ball, 2-2 to Unruh. So a 1-1 tie. One man down, Jake Shiner will be next. 2-2 count to Unruh, switch hitter. And Cushing's pitch swung on and missed. Boy, fooled him with an off-speed pitch that dropped almost to the dirt. So Jack comes back with his fourth strikeout. Two down in the inning, and here is Jake Shiner, who struck out swinging his first time up. Shiner, who's got numbers we've talked about, 12 home runs and 63 driven in while hitting just .227. Right-handed hitter with some pop takes on the outside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Alex Nash behind home plate. Alex is from Atascadero, California, one of the more lyrical city names in the country. Just fun to say, Atascadero. Well, it's not that much fun, but it's kind of fun. Pitched down and away, one ball, one strike. Ben Engstrand, and it continued tonight. The Mr. Ben Engstrand, and I have forgotten every time to ask about it. That's how he's introduced. The umpire. Pitch down and in, two balls and a strike. Ben is from West Des Moines, Iowa, as we have mentioned, and our home plate, our crew chief, rather, at third base is Jake Bruner. He is from Gretna, Nebraska. Two balls, one strike. Cushing's pitch is ripped left field side toward the corner. That's a fair ball. That'll be a double for Shiner. And boy, that is just a laser. He's got to hustle a little bit, but he'll get there ahead of the throw. So, boy, it's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Cushing inning. Strikeout, home run, strikeout, double to left. Tie-breaking run in scoring position for Caden Polkovich. Well, when the umpires have been introduced in the first four games, it was the same public address announcer each night, and he will introduce, for example, Jake Bruner, Alex Nash, and then followed by whatever his location that day is, Mr., and it with emphasis, Mr. Ben Engstrand. It's unusual. Pitch swung on, fouled back off the bat of Polkovich, 0-1. He fouled out to third baseman Brett Harris on a good play near his own dugout in the first inning. And, of course, I never think of it until the umpire introductions, and by that time, everybody here in the press box is pretty well occupied. I will try to find out what the reasoning is for that. But the last of the umpires introduced is always Mr. Ben Engstrand. Pitch called strike outside corner 0-2. Crowd grumbles. Boy, 1-1 tie. Rockhounds have had a boatload of base runners. A hit, four walks, and two errors. So seven base runners, but six have been left on in the first three innings, and it's a 1-1 tie. Pitch pop foul high against a kind of a darkening blue sky. We get in the evening time. Still 0-2 to Caden Polkovich. 234 batting average coming in with four home runs, 37 driven in. Has the tying run or the tie-breaking run in scoring position with an 0-2 count. Cushing comes set, hands at the belt. Jack with a second look at the runner at second. And the pitch down in, and oh boy, that got away from Tyler. And he makes a good play off the backstop, throws to third almost in time. So a runner at third, two man down. We'll see how that will be. It is a wild pitch. So a runner to third base. Tough to tell from back here if the pitch was in the dirt or not, but it was. So a wild pitch for Jack Cushing. Runner at third and a 1-2 count. The ball, and there isn't an average amount of space behind home plate, but the ball hit the concrete base of the stands and carried back out toward Tyler very alertly through the third. Bouncer foul right at the plate. Count stays 1-2. Throw was a little wide, but Brett Harris hung on to it. Of course, that's the danger. You try to force a throw, and if it's the third base and gets away, that'll let a run score. But Harris handled the throw and the good effort by Soderstrom. Runner at third, two man down, and a 1-2 count. Polkovich waits from the left side, pitch by Cushing high and away. Two balls, two strikes. Shiner dancing off the bag at third. Jake with a two-out double goes to third in the wild pitch. So the tie-breaking run as he leads off third about 80 feet from home plate. Cushing comes set, count is 2-2. Pitch to the left-handed hitter, swing and a miss, got him. Boy, what an interesting inning. Strikeout, home run, strikeout, double, wild pitch, strikeout. So one run, couple of base hits, no errors, and a man left on base. He gets you a game summary, a little trivia. Again, keep humming, take me out to the ball game. I want to double check that statistic that the song mentions. And after three complete, our Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 1 and Arkansas 1.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation. At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
The Rock Hounds have done a lot of work for their run, and Arkansas used a big swing. It is a 1-1 tie. We have played three innings here in North Little Rock. Game 5 of the 6-game series, it concludes tomorrow, 1:35 in the afternoon. Arkansas has taken 3 of the first 4, and they have now tied this ball game. Hounds have 1 run, 1 hit, but 4 walks and a couple of errors. The errors did not factor into scoring. And Arkansas 1 run on 4 hits, but one of the hits was a solo home run. So as we go to the 4th, it's a 1-1 tie. Marty Bikina leads it off, and he takes a high strike from Devin Sweet. Had that been the other team on the mound and the other team, the home team at the plate, that might have drawn a reaction. Pitch a high strike, 0-1. Marty walked his first time. Swings and misses, comes up empty, 0-2. Marty Bikina, Chase Calabwig, and Max Schumann. Rockhounds with two men out in the second inning got back-to-back walks as Prolander Baroa, that was his only real issue. Back-to-back walks in a single from Chase Calabwig. Pitch up high for ball 1-2. Chase, who last played on July 26th, his adjustment period in returning was fairly short. Swung at the first pitch he saw, drove an RBI single to right. Fastball well down and in. Did he hit him? Yeah, brushed him. And I will correct myself, that was not a fastball. Two balls and two strikes to count. So Sweet just brushes Marty Bikina. Marty's still hitless in the series, but he's gotten on base 6 times. 5 walks and a hit batsman, so he's on with nobody down here in the 4th inning. 1-1-0 for the Rockhounds, 1-4-2 for the Travelers. Here's the guy with the only base hit for the Hounds, Chase Calabwig, off the injured list today. Wanderson Charles designated for assignment. Boy, it's been a frustrating stretch for Wanderson. See what comes of it. Swinging up again, first pitch, but this will be a pop out to the shortstop, drifting over his Unroh, and he will make no mistake on this one. Pop out to shortstop. So Chase Calabwig hasn't played since July 26th, and apparently he is anxious to get going again. He's 1-for-2 on 2 pitches with a single and an RBI. Top of the order now, here's Max Schumann. He has struck out and walked in 2 trips. Tomorrow, 1:35, it'll be David Leal for the Rockhounds. And in a second look at Bryce Miller, boy, he was really good opening night. 10 strikeouts. Fastball is down low for ball one. Or one of several of the Mariners' top pitching prospects currently on the Travs roster. George Kirby opened the year here, and of course, he's in the big leagues. Travs have been up and down in both hitting and pitching, but overall pitching has been 1-2 in the league pretty much all season. Swinging a foul back, and it's 1-1. They've had some bullpen issues at times over one stretch, but overall the Travs and Tulsa, or Wichita rather, have been the top two pitching teams in the Texas League. And the Travs have thrown the ball very, very well in this series. Stretch and delivery by Devin Sweet up high for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Looks like Emerson Hancock in game 2 of this set. My goodness, did he look good. Number 2 prospect for the Mariners. I have a feeling he will get there before too long. 2 balls, 1 strike. Toss over to first base. Back in goes Marty Bikina. So 1:35 tomorrow. That'll be an interesting contrast as well. David Leal, of course, he is not the guy who throws hard, but Bryce Miller, who flirts with 100 and got there a time or two on Tuesday. Fastball down and away for a ball. 3 balls, 1 strike. Travs have already clinched no worse than a split of this series. Of course, if you're the home team, you want to win the series outright. Rockhounds were just off the charts good on the last road swing to Corpus and Frisco. Went 10-2 on that swing. They're 1-3 on this one. The kick and pitch. That's a strike right down the middle. Good fastball by Sweet. Count goes full again. Boy, it's in a bundle of full counts in this game. This is the 19th batter for the Rockhounds, and it is the 9th full count. Of course, at this point, there's a different pitcher on, but that was one of the reasons Barola had to come out of the game. Pitch count was high with 7 full count deliveries. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, and up, down low, ball 4. So Max will draw his second base on balls. And so it's a hit batsman, now a walk. 2 on for Brett Harris. Brett has struck out and flown to center field. Playing third base in this one, had a big game last night. He was 1-for-1, got on base 3 out of 3, also had a sacrifice bunt. Brett at 276 overall. Right-handed hitter stands in. Runners at first and second. 3-for-8 with a, actually including tonight, 3-for-10 with a home run, 2 driven in the series. Sends one sharply wide of the bag at third. Foul ball. 0-1 to the Hounds third baseman. Kyle McCann waiting on deck. Sky darkening a little bit. Lights of the city starting to shine kind of softly off beyond the right field wall. And the batter is Brett Harris. 8 home runs, 29 driven in. One of those home runs is mentioned coming in this series. Brett waits, stretched by Sweet. Pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. Boy, off speed. Absolutely fooled him. Count goes quickly, 0-2. That'll mop the brow. Now steps back in and taps the plate. 0-2 count. Schumann at first, Bikina at second. Schumann, of course, runs extremely well, and Marty can go as well. Stretch and pitch by Sweet. Ball bounced foul wide at third. Big high hop over toward the Hounds dugout third base side. Still 0-2. Brett Harris has been interesting in the first half after coming up from Advanced A Lansing. Hit 316 in the first half. With 7 doubles, couple of homers, and 9 driven in. He's hitting only 238 in the second half, but he has 6 homers and 20 driven in. Swings and sends one to left center field. This got a chance to do some damage, and damage it will do. That ball will roll all the way to the wall. Rockhounds will tie it and break the tie on one swing by Brett Harris. 2-run double in the gap to left center field. Hounds lead it 3-2. 3-1. I said tie, didn't I? I did. I know I did. They take the 3-1 lead on a 2-run double by Brett Harris. And that is a really good at-bat by Brett. That was an 0-2 count. And not only did he put it in play, he ripped it. So it is a 3-1 game. I'll get the score right this time. But, boy, Brett Harris flat got it right on that swing. That was just a laser. He has 20, let's see, RBIs on this season. Now has 31, 22 of them in the second half. And that on an 0-2, 2-run double, 3-1 the score. Thank you very much. Got the score correct. Swinging strike to Kyle McCann, and it's 0-1. So this time the Rockhounds make the Travelers pay the tab for the hit batsman and the walk. Hounds have only 2 hits in the game, a single and a double, and on those 2 swings they have driven in all 3 runs. Marty Bikina and Max Schumann both scoring. Max's speed really paid off there because he scored without drawing a throw. Pitch drops down low for a ball to Kyle. 1-1. McCann is 0-for-1 with a walk in this game. Has reached base now in 17 straight. And where Brett hit that ball, it is where the straight batter's eye section of the center field wall meets the left field wall. So it's a fairly deep part in the ballpark. And Schumann scored with ease. 1-1 pitch is fouled off to the left. It's 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. Kyle at 259. 14 homers and 45 driven in. Rockhounds first baseman. Steps back in with a 1-2 count. One man down in the inning. Red Harris on in scoring position with a two-run double, putting the Hounds on top 3-1. 1-2 pitch, bounce toward first, and that'll be handled with ease by Shiner. So 16-game hit streak for number 16. Remains on hold. A three unassisted put out, two men down. Harris advances to third. So that puts a little bit of pressure on pitcher and catcher. Here's Jordan Diaz. Well, Jordan missed about a week. Wasn't on the IL, but was out of the lineup. 0-for-2 in this game, including one deep fly ball to right. So he's just 1-for-8 in the series. Again, adding insult to statistical injury. Lost a 20-game on-base streak last night. 0-for-1 as a pinch hitter. Swings and sends a towering foul ball. Boy, the wind may keep this close. Drifting, and that will, where is it? That will get out of play. Over on, I think, the main concourse level. 0-1 to count to Jordan. One on, two out, two in. Jordan at 3-0-4 coming into the game. 14 homers, 54 driven in. Boy, if there were concerns about how he would handle at age 21, the move to double A, no concerns at all. Turns and takes a pitch high and in, one ball and one strike. Jordan, of course, the question is, as you get to the next level and hopefully the ultimate one just beyond it, where can you play defensively? He has played some first base for the Rockhounds and some left field as well. One ball, one strike. Stretch and pitch, and that's fouled away again. Boy, that went way up in the sky, heading toward that bright moon, the half moon shining. Right above the right field foul pole, way up high in the sky, kind of hovering over downtown Little Rock. Count is 1-2 to Jordan Diaz. Harris scores at third base, having advanced on the ground out. Here's the stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Jordan chased one. Well, he'll talk to himself. He'll have his share of strikeouts, but doesn't usually chase quite like that, but he did, and the inning is over, so it's two runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. So the Rockhounds make Devin Sweet pay the price for a walk and a hit batsman. How does the song go for it's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out? Ah, that's what we thought. We will touch on that Hilliard IT Solutions trivia coming up. We're going to the bottom half of the fourth. The Rockhounds have broken the tie. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Arkansas 1.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Rockhounds 3, Travelers 1. Matt Scheffler, Patrick Crick, and Connor Hoover will face Jack Cushing into his fourth inning of work. Well, the song says it. The rule book, I think, says it as well. For it's 1-2-3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Not necessarily. And I know you have seen this story, but let's just review it quickly. And I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up tonight, because it's one of the kind of cool things of the week in Major League Baseball. Max Scheffler stands in, takes up and in ball one. Matt with a single, a little flare. It dropped in shallow right field, leading off the second. Jack Cushing got the next three batters. Travs then tied the game in the third on the solo home run by Jack Larson. Swing little looper back up the middle, and that's going to be handled by Bikina on the shortstop side of the bag and throws and just got it. A little knuckleball. A little soft liner, and Bikina made the play. Ranging thought he might be able to get it in the air, but made the play on one hop and had just enough time to get Scheffler. The shortstop side of the bag. Makina makes the play, one man down. Patrick Frick, the batter, struck out his first time. Well, it was Jordan Alvarez, the former Corpus Christi Hook, all-star now with Houston. Boy, he just absolutely exploded at the major league level. Called strike to Patrick Frick. You knew he could be good. He's so big and strong when he was with Corpus, but boy, didn't quite know that he would be the dominant hitter he has become. Pitch just outside for a ball. There's a great article on MLB.com said Jordan Alvarez does not need any help at the plate, but he got some Wednesday night. Give you his at bat. Pitch by pitch here in a moment. Delivery swung on, bounce foul. Jordan Alvarez on Wednesday comes to the plate. Ball one. Called strike. Foul ball. Called strike. Ground out. Okay? Well, to me, it's Major League Baseball. It's stunning. We'll do that again if that's getting past you. I understand it, by the way. Swinging a fly ball right field, Devin Foyle will come on. He'll make the catch for the out. Line drive to Devin. Two down in inning number four. Okay. Jordan Alvarez, Houston Astros, steps to the plate, takes ball one. Takes a called strike. Pops one, foul third base, dugout, out of play. Takes a called strike. And then grounds out to first base. You see, he grounded out on a 1-3 pitch. And that's the major leagues. And nobody caught it. Nobody. Pitch to Connor Hoover, a strike in the knees. It's 0-1. Amazing. Home plate umpire Jim Wolf, his three comrades, the umpiring crew. The pitcher didn't say anything. He's swinging a ground ball towards second base. Going to be handled instead by the first baseman. Nice play by Kyle McCann. Cushing to cover. Inning is over. Nicely played. Kyle went far to his right to make that play, and Jack got over there just in time. Connor Hoover is retired. So the first time in this ball game for either team, the side goes 1-2-3. So Jordan Alvarez bounced out, honestly, on a 1-3 pitch. You and I have seen something very, well, in the same boat, if you will, and it involved these two teams. Travs go to the bullpen. We go to the fifth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Arkansas 1.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Diason Arias is on the pitch. Devin Sweet goes an inning and two-thirds in this game. He gives up a couple of runs, only one base hit. Hounds, in fact, have only two hits in this game. But he walked a batter, he hit a batter, and they both came across to score on the RBI double, the two-run double by Brett Harris. Tyler Soderstrom will lead it off against Diason Arias. Right-hander out of the Travs bullpen. Fires down and away for a ball at 96. Tyler 0 for 2. He has flown to center field and bounced into a fielder's choice. Arias in 20 outings, a 3.54 ERA, swinging a towering fly ball to right field. It is high. That ball is deep. Does it have enough? It is gone. Got into the ball. No, it caught. It was caught right over the railing in the bullpen. A tremendous timing on the part of Connor Hoover. And the bullpen reacted as well, you can imagine. Right on that 5-foot-high fence is all. It's Fenway Park style. He reached into the bullpen and drew that one back. Tyler Soderstrom robbed of a home run. by Connor Hoover. Boy, and the reaction from the guys in the bullpen, tremendous. Called strike 0-1 to Michael Goldberg. Boy, that ball looked like it was going to get out of here. That ball a mile and a half in the air, and Hoover timed it perfectly. He was against the railing. Don't think we get a good second look at it anyway. Check swing. That's a strike. Quickly 0-2 to Michael Goldberg. It wasn't a leaping catch in particular. It wasn't like that. He was there. The ball was so high in the wall, high in the sky, he had a chance to get to the wall, but the timing and the reach, perfect. Goldberg swings and sends one quickly foul left side, 0-2. Marvelous catch by Connor Hoover. And the entirety of the right field side of this ballpark, from the foul pole out to where the short fence meets the high outfield wall, the batter's eye, it's only about 5 feet. Swinging a shot foul this time, line drive, still 0-2 to Michael. Goldberg 0-2, a strikeout and a fly out to left. And very Fenway Park-ish, where the bullpens are side by side. And just the short mini wall in front. Very similar. I think it is about a half a foot shorter than the bullpen fence at Momentum Bank Ballpark, but obviously very similar. Pitch down and in, 1-2. Crowd, some of them several hundred feet away, booing on that pitch. But you buy your ticket, you can boo if you like to. 1-2 to Goldberg. Base is empty on the marvelous effort by Hoover and right. Pitch up high for a ball. 2-2. Well, Jordan Alvarez, and it didn't affect the game. I mean, it really didn't. But instead of striking out, he grounded out to first base on a 1-3 pitch, and it was. If you count it, it's a 1-3 pitch. Little looper in the air, first pitch. Don't be the pitcher. Good play by Arias. Makes his own play. Little pop-up. Arias gets the high five from Jake Shiner, the first baseman. Shiner, I think, was ready to make the play, but Arias makes it over his shoulder. A little pop-out to the pitcher, two men down. And here's Devin Foyle. He has walked and scored and struck out. And again, it's stunning. The play with Alvarez is that's a big league game, and nobody noticed. I didn't have time to try to look up the radio call. I'd be interested to know if the radio guys did, and I'll tell you why I say that. Pitch called strike outside corner. TV and radio, of course, in terms of doing play-by-play, are different critters. They really are. And I don't know about the big league level that much at all, but I think most guys, at least in the minors, know I do. Here's a bouncer foul, it's 0-2. You keep track very closely. Now, I'll mess the count up from time to time, first to admit that, but about 98% of the time, I think we've got it right. And I'm wondering if the radio guys might have noticed that. I did not hear the radio call on that, but the TV guys whiffed on it completely, as did everybody else in the ballpark. Pitch high, 1-2. Well, these teams played across town at the old ballpark, Ray Winder Field, one of the venerable ballparks. No longer exists. Only the scoreboard remains. Very cool. 1-2 pitch. Boy, just missed it. Arias, he thought he got a strikeout. 2-2. And it was at that ballpark, Ray Winder Field, that the Rockhounds won their first ever outright championship. The first ever, in fact, in the franchise's history, Cubs, Angels, and Hounds. Swing and a miss. Devin Foyle out on strikes. So Arias comes out of the bullpen, and the Hounds go in order for the first time in this game. A swinging strike 3 will end it. We won't take a long time to do it, but it's one of the stories ever in franchise history, in particular because on the pitch, a championship was won for the first time in franchise history. The 4-2 pitch. Yep, Jordan Alvarez had a 1-3 pitch. You and I have seen a 4-2 pitch. We go to the bottom of the fifth. We're midway through Saturday Night Baseball. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Travelers 1.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun, now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. so stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Just move on.
To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go. Rockhounds lead it by the score of 3-1. Jack Cushing will face Jake Anchia, Tanner Kerwer, and back to the top of the order for Jack Larson here in the fifth, a 3-1 score. These teams played in 2005 for the Texas League Championship, and it's been a while and long enough now that the names aren't necessarily guys who are still around. Boy, the Travelers had a bunch of the players who would go on to the Major League Angels. Really tremendous, had a tremendous ball club. Rockhounds won the first half title that year. Andre Ethier was the league's MVP. Called up to AAA 3 days before the season ended. Did not play in the postseason. Here's Jake Anchia. Fouls the first pitch away. It's 0-1. At that time, it was 2005. The Cubs played for the Texas League title and shared it. In 1975, a fifth game was never played due to weather. So there had been a shared title. Jake Anchia fouls a pitch back. And in 1995, the Angels played for the Texas League Championship, but were defeated by an outstanding Shreveport team in a great series, particularly the three games played at what was then Christensen Stadium. But in 2005, Vaughn Hayes and the Rockhounds again played for the title. There's a swing and a miss and a three-pitch whiff. Jack Cushing, strikeout number six for the right-hander. And he sets Anchia down on three pitches. Jack Cushing, six strikeouts, no bases on balls. He's given up four hits, including the solo home run to Jack Larson, who was on deck. And here's Tanner Kerwer, who struck out his first time up. In 2005, it was a best-of-five series. Here's a swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. And the Rockhounds led 2-1 and were closing in on, perhaps they thought, a championship with a lead going to the bottom of the ninth inning. They led by a run. Pitch to the corner, called strike, quickly 0-2. The Rockhounds closer, who had been very, very good, was a former high draft choice of the Marlins. Is it the Marlins or he was out of University of Miami? I should not ad-lib. Alex Santos, the electric, eclectic reliever, pitched down and away, one ball, two strikes. It'd be interesting to see how he would handle the pitch clock. I think he'd actually be okay, but boy, he'd make it interesting. He had a routine he went through every pitch. One ball, two strikes, bases empty, one man down. Jack Cushing into the motion, delivers down and away, and the count 2-2 to Kerwer. Guy at the plate was named Jason Espito. He was the number nine hitter in the Travelers order. There were two down in the bottom of the ninth inning with the Rockhounds trying to close it out and win the title. And Alex Santos went full on Jason Espito. Pitch here is down for ball three here to the number nine hitter in the order. And Alex Santos delivered the 3-2 pitch. And it was called a ball. There was no call, basically. So ball four. And nothing happened. Nobody moved. 3-2, down and in, and there is ball four. That's the first walk of the game for Jack Cushing. Jack, blame your radio guy for that one because I just said he hadn't walked anybody. Tying run at the plate, and Jack Larson homered his last time. Drilled it out of here to right field. Well, what ensued, of course, was chaos. It was a four-man umpiring crew because it was the playoffs, and so it was, and in fact, the championship series, so it was the four crew chiefs, and none of them had ball four. The first pitch, and that is down low to Jack Larson. Larson bounced out to second in inning number one, and homered to right field his last time up in the third. One on, one out, 3-1 Hounds, tying run at the plate. I don't know in actual time how long it took with the crowd going crazy and the Travs going crazy. Pitched down and away for ball 2-0. And yes, Jason Espito should have been on at first base. Now, it doesn't mean, and of course, I know a lot of Travs fans said that was the series. Well, no, it wasn't. it would have simply put the tying run at first base with two down, but Santos was awfully good. And at best, the Travs, even if they had, well, they would have had to score twice for crying out loud. And pitch here, good breaking ball. That'll get there. Two balls, one strike. But obviously it was frustrating, and you can well understand it should have been a runner on. That much it certainly should have been. But instead, after much discussion and after, I'm sure, words were flying around that we should get nowhere near a microphone, it was deemed the count was still 3-2. And it wasn't. I promise you. It was four balls and two strikes. And you just knew that come heck or high water, Espino was going to swing at the next pitch at the, well, at the 4-2 pitch. And he did. And he struck out. Swing, here's a swing and a miss, 2-2 now to Jack Larson. And the Rockhounds winning the first title in franchise history. Now, it did 34 seasons of baseball, and that was the first outright title. And so, it just, in retrospect now, is really kind of cool that it came on a 4-2 pitch. The two-ball, two-strike stretch in the delivery. Ground ball out towards second base. Going to be handled by Bikina. Flips to Schumann for one. On to first and a bullet of a throw for the out. Rockhounds turn a Diamondback energy double play. 4-6-3. Nicely turned and a sharply hit ball. Bikina to Schumann to McCann. And the inning is over and the walk does no damage. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base as the Rockhounds turn two. Final thought about the 4-2 pitch when we return. We'll go to the top half of the sixth. Village Car Wash score of our ball game: Rockhounds 3, the Arkansas Travelers 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Hounds lead the Travs by the score of 3-1. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Fine score. Rockhounds have 3 runs on just 2 base hits. And no errors. 3-2-0. RBI single Chase Calabrese, 2-run double by Brett Harris, and that has been it. A solo home run by Jack Larson for the Travs. Marty Bikina leads it off, takes a strike. Diason Arias, sharp in the fifth inning, retired the Hounds in order for the first time in this ballgame. 3-2-0 for the Rockhounds, 1-4-2 for the Travs, although the errors did not factor in the scoring. A swing and a miss and a quick 0-2 count to Marty Bikina. He is not for not, has not been to the plate officially, has a walk, a hit by pitch, and has scored a run. Pretty productive for 0-0 at the plate. The 0-2 swings and misses. Chase one away. Boy, Arias has really been sharp. Back-to-back strikeouts. Got Devin Foyle to end the fifth inning, and Marty Bikina here to start the sixth. And here's Chase Calabrese, 1-2. Back in the lineup, first time since July 26th, and singled on the first pitch he saw. Not only singled, drove in a run. And on the first pitch he saw his last time, popped out to short. So Chase 1-2. Arias delivers down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Max Schumann, top of the order, on deck. Travs lead the series 3-1. Winning last night 3-2. Good game. Pitch outside, not by much. Ball 2-0. 1:35 tomorrow for the series finale here. Then it is on to Tulsa, Oklahoma for a 6-gamer beginning next Tuesday. And the Hounds a week from Tuesday back home at last. Bouncer to first. That's room service. Right there is Shiner. two men down here in the sixth inning. Ball hit right to the bag. Two up and two down for Max Schumann now. Mentioned Hounds will be at home. Take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles beginning on the 16th of August. A couple of weeks from tonight. Be a fireworks night. Thirsty Thursday in the mix. A great week of baseball at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 1 week from Tuesday. Hounds doing 24 out of 33 on the road right now. Big swing and a miss by Max. Comes up empty. Max 0 for 1. Two bases on balls and a run scored. Both Pekina and Schumann scoring on the double by Brett Harris in the fourth inning. Cheating in at third a little bit is Polkovich. Max swinging away. Ground ball to Polkovich at the edge of the grass. Third baseman has it. Throw to first inning. Over. Well, Arias has been really good. Six up, six down in this ball game with a couple of strikeouts. So if the Travs come back in this game, Dyason Arias has been very big. Hounds go in order for the second consecutive time. Boy, that I don't think has happened in this series, in fact, until tonight. To the bottom of the sixth, Village Car Wash score. Hounds 3 and the Travelers 1.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Jack Cushing back to the mound, bottom half of the sixth inning. He'll face 2, 3, and 4 in the Arkansas order. Riley Unroe, Jake Shiner, and Caden Polkovich to face him. Something getting off the grass firm in deep left field. That'll be tracked down by Chase Calabuig. Do a little housekeeping, and now we'll get back to it. 3-1 Rockhounds. Really nice job out of the bullpen by Dyason Arias. Six up, six down, couple of whiffs. So the Travs down by two as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Now ready to go, and here's Riley Unroe. Takes just off the outside corner, 1-0. Unroe 1-for-2 at the plate with a single, has two errors in the field, and they came on back-to-back plays. And the Rockhounds did not cash in on that opportunity, which I'm sure to Riley's relief. Pitch down and in, 2 balls, no strikes. We're talking about the 4-2 pitch between these two clubs, and it was 4 balls, 2 strikes. The Travs broadcaster at that time, 2-0 pitch, and that ball fouled into the now pitch-black night sky. But that big, bright half moon shining, drifting way over to the right side of the ballpark now high in the sky. Bright lights of the ballpark shining. They have a new scoreboard here in left center field. Big, bright, and shiny as well. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pitch by Cushing, rolled toward third base, edge of the grass for Harris. A little bit of a kick, stays with it. Throw to first for the out. Phil Elson, who now does University of Arkansas, by the way. And Phil's just one of the good guys, dear friend, and he popped up before game one of this series. So good to see him. And we haven't compared notes in a year or two, but Phil was doing that game for the Travs. And you can imagine how frustrating that was, the 3-2 pitch with no call made. Here's Jake Shiner. Takes up and in for ball one. And it was an open-air press box at Ray Winder Field. and it was just a one-piece press box with no booths. It was just a long, big, long table. Called strike outside corner. It's 1-1 to Shiner. And I was on the far left-hand side. Phil was on the far right. And a couple of times we looked at each other going with the indication ball four. And, of course, it was not called. Pitch a foul back, and it's 1-2. It was. I'm sure Phil had a far better call than I did because it was absolutely stunning. The phrase, that's ball four. Wasn't that ball four? Was uttered far too many times. And it was ball four. Is the 1-2 pitch just outside 2-2. Just a remarkable, notable way for the championship series to end. One of those, and of course, it can't appear anywhere officially because there's no such thing as a 4-2 pitch, but yeah, there is. Swinging the fly ball, well hit, center field, back, I think, with room, over the shoulder and hauling it in. Oh, goodness, but that ball well hit. Michael Goldberg tracked it down, edge of the track near the right side of the batter's eye, straight away center. Well, that ball traveled, I would guess, right about 395 off the bat of Shiner. Tracked down by Michael Goldberg in center field. Here's Keaton Polkovich now. Polkovich 0 for 2. He's fouled out to Brett Harris at third and struck out. Well, that was the tale of the first ever outright title for this franchise. Swing and a miss. And it's no balls to strike to Polkovich. So unlike the Jordan Alvarez 1-3 count, this one, in terms of the Texas League, it's a pretty big 4-2 pitch. Fly ball, left field, toward the corner it goes. Chase Calabrese, foul ground, any chance? Let us give a look. He's out of our line of sight. Nope, ball reaches foul territory, 0-2. Nobody on, two out, bottom half of the sixth inning of play. It was pretty remarkable. Of course, the 2005 season, just tremendous stuff. The Rockhounds clinched a trip to the playoffs in the first half. They won both halves, and that year, and again, remember, the franchise hadn't won an outright title in its first 33 seasons. They changed the playoff rules to the Texas League that year. Cushing with the 0-2 stretch, Polkovich waits. The delivery swung on, fouled away. In seasons leading up to that time, if you swept both half-season pennants, you went directly to the championship series. They changed the rules in 05, and the Rockhounds, of course, won both halves and had to play in the division round against an exceptionally good San Antonio team. And they won it 3-2 in a great series. Here's a pop-up. Boy, right side, is it playable? Yep, Tyler Soderstrom and Kyle McCann will watch for that ball into the seats. In fact, that series went 5 games. With the Rockhounds winning, they busted out early in Game 5, but that was a really good San Antonio team and an outstanding Arkansas team. And so, first of all, you're not rewarded for sweeping both halves. And, of course, that's been the same ever since the wild card was instituted in 05. And then a 4-2 pitch to win it. Love it. Pitch swung on, ground ball to shortstop. Schumann will make the play knee-high. Comes up throwing. Oh, a little high. Don't pull him off the bag. So, safe at first, and the throwing error on Max Schumann, just trying to get a little bit too much. He hadn't played a lot of shortstop. Going to watch this, and Max again. He made the play cleanly, set up, but yeah, the throw just sailed on him, pulled Kyle McCann off the bag toward home plate. So, 3 errors in the game, all 3 on shortstops, 2 by Riley Unruh, and now 1 by Max Schumann. And here is Matt Scheffler, and he is the tying run at the plate. 3-1, bottom of the sixth. Cushing's pitch, breaking ball away, 1-1, no strikes. Hounds have activity behind Jack in the bullpen. So one would assume this would be the last inning for the right-hander. Cushing comes set, Scheffler waits. 1-0 pitch, down and away, ball 2. Scheffler has singled and bounced out to second base on a very good play, I thought, by Marty Bikina. So 1-2 in this ballgame. Throw getting away from Jack Cushing, but he's going to keep the baseball. Scheffler, right-handed hitter, 255 on the season. Outfield has him shallow. Stretch by Cushing. 2-0 pitch. Lined into right field. That's a base hit. So the error is going to allow the Travs to extend the inning, and the tying runs are now on base. Scheffler punches a line drive into right field. Base hit. Fifth hit allowed by Jack. So now it's first and second for Patrick Frick. Frick is the second baseman. Here comes Bobby. That might be it. One would think so with the manager coming out. Has not pointed to the bullpen yet. And so far it's a conversation, but we shall see. Bobby is hands on hips right now. We'll see if he points toward the bullpen. Nope, just conversation. And that usually... Now, wait a minute. We have somebody jogging in from the bullpen, but Bobby didn't make the call. I've never seen this before. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see who is going to come in. I kept wondering about that. That's Matt Milburn. Oh, he is going to hear it. That is great stuff. Bobby came out. It was the manager who came out. He's having a conversation at the mound, hands on hips. He turns and starts to walk away. Now, he came back for a quick second conversation. And as Bobby started to walk back to the dugout, he noticed somebody jogging in from deep right center field. It was Matt Milburn, who thought he got the call. Matt, you're going to get a little extra exercise. Here is Patrick Frick to face Jack Cushing. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, fastball, and he blew that one by him at 90 miles an hour, but up and in, had good life on it. Oh, wouldn't you just love to be the old fly on the wall in the bullpen when Matty Milburn got back to the bullpen that time? So he jogs about two-thirds of the way in the outfield grass, has to turn around and jog right back. 0-1 stretch and pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-1. Now, when it's the manager, it's usually a fairly brief, to-the-point discussion. And I would imagine the message here, the guess would be that this is your last batter. Get him and hit the inning. The 1-1 stretch. Pitch to Frick is a called strike. That's right there off speed outside part of the plate, 1-2. Two-out error on Max Schumann. So like Riley Unruh, the Trav shortstop, Max, of course, hoping that this inning will end without incident and without anything coming across the plate. 1-2 to Frick. Right-handed hitter waits. Stretch and pitch by Cushing. Fouled away. Right side. Way out of play. Down stays a ball and two strikes. Rockhounds 3, Travelers 1. Bottom half of the sixth. Patrick Frick is a right-handed hitter. He struck out his first time. He lined out sharply to Devin Foyle in right field his last time up. Stretch by Cushing. Look at second. Comes to the plate. Swinging a little foul ball. That, I think, off. Might have been straight down. Might have hit catcher Tyler Soderstrom. Then kicked out in front of the plate. Count stays 1-2. By the way, Frisco is leading again. They are bidding for their seventh consecutive victory. And they lead Amarillo 5-2. They're in the top of the seventh in the Metroplex. Frisco just a game behind the Hounds. They have closed three games off the Hounds' lead of late. Stretch and pitch, fouled away. Count stays 1-2. Amarillo, meantime, has dropped six in a row, including the first three of that series against the Rough Riders. Corpus Christi has also been really hot. They have won six in a row. One ball, two strikes. Frick waits, two on, two out. Set by Cushing, hands at the belt. Second look at the runner at second. Pitch, breaking ball. Got him. Called third strike. Boy, another delayed call. Crowd disagrees, but Patrick Frick out on strikes, and Jack Cushing does indeed end the inning. And Matt Milburn, I'm sure, will jog in to start the seventh, but that was priceless stuff. I don't think we've ever seen a reliever actually enter without being summoned. No runs on a base hit and an error. And two men are left on base. So we're bound for the top of the stretch inning. The Rockhounds hang on to a two-run advantage. Jack Cushing, boy, looking like the pitcher that he was the first portion of this season before the call-up. Travs go to the bullpen. We go to the seventh. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 3, Travelers 1.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy full bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Jake Haber comes on to pitch. Boy, Dyson Arias was tremendous. Two innings, six up, six down. Struck out two of the six he faced. So in the seventh, it's a 3-1 Rockhounds lead. Haber, right-hander, to face Brett Harris, who is the difference in this game. Called strike, inside edge. Brett, a two-run, tie-breaking double in the fourth inning. Marty Bikina had been hit by a pitch Max Schumann had walked, and Brett with an 0-2 pitch. Double to deep left center. Takes down and away, one ball, one strike. The Rockhounds lead this game 3-1. They have only two base hits. A single by Chase Calabrese producing the first run, and then the Harris two-run double. Jake Haber comes on, his 33rd appearance, a 6.75 ERA. 30 and two-thirds innings, 33 base hits, 20 bases on balls. But he has been a high-volume strikeout guy. He delivers here and misses. It's two balls and a strike. Has 45 whiffs in 30 and two-thirds innings. So pretty much a strikeout and a half per inning, or three strikeouts every two, if you want to look at it that way. 2-1 pitch. Stays just up and in. Three balls and one strike. Red Harris, Kyle McCann, and Jordan Diaz to face him. We have made the journey fully into night this Saturday evening here in North Little Rock, across the river, the Arkansas River, from downtown Little Rock. 3-1, pitch up and in, ball four. So Brett Harris draws a walk, and he got on base three out of four times last night and had a ribby. And he is one for three with a walk and two RBI in this ball game. Here's Kyle McCann. Well, you got a story going here. This is the seventh inning. Kyle is 0 for 2. Now he has reached base. So he has done that in 17 consecutive games. And we will leave streakage right there. Kyle has bounced out to second and to first unassisted. Red Harris the lead, stretched by Haber. Pitch up high. Oh, high strike, forgive me. 0-1. That just got that upper edge of the zone. No reaction from Kyle. Haberer, it's Haber. It looks like Haberer. It's H-A-B-E-R-E-R, but the last E-R are silent. Are they? Pitch right down the chute, called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 to Kyle. .259 batting average coming into this game for the left-handed hitting first baseman. Stretch by Haber, right-hander from the belt, delivers, backdoor pitch, big high chopper towards second. I have to get to first base on this, and that's just in time for the out. Well, Kyle McCann, a 16-game hit streak, and he may or may not get another chance at it. This is a productive out. It pushes Harris to second base, not the way Kyle had in mind, but runner in scoring position for Jordan Diaz. Jordan, right-handed hitter. He's 0 for 3 in this game. And the Travs have really kept him at bay in this series. He hadn't played a bunch coming off the, not off the injured list, but missed about a week. Jordan 1 for 9 with a double in the series. Right-handed hitter with a runner in scoring position. Boy, they really play him to pull about as much as you can. Takes on the outside corner, called strike. Second baseman Frick is as close to being behind the bag at second as you can come. They don't want to risk, of course, being in violation of the shift. Shortstop deep in the hole is Unroe. A swing and a miss. Woo, Jordan chased. That is as much of a chase as I have seen him, I would think, since really early in the season. That ball wound up a little bit into the left-hand batter's box. So it's quickly 0-2. Diaz at the plate. Tyler Soderstrom waits on deck. 0-2 stretch. Pitch by Haber. Down and away. That's a good idea. That pitch was clearly down and away. Probably wanted it a little closer, but, boy, got him to chase on the previous pitch. Same spot. So 1-2. Diaz waits from the right side. Harris the lead. Pitch from Haber outside for a ball. Count is 2-2. So Jordan 0 for 2 in this game. Down to 3-0-1 now. After that slow start in the 150s, coming out of the first, eight games, and just slowly but steadily raised that batting average, got it up over 300. The pitch from Haber, and that ball is punched foul right side. 2-2. He's right about at that 300 mark now, but if you're doing that at age 21 in AA, you're going to get some attention. Haber wants another new baseball, and we'll get one. Kidded the other night, there was a game in the Appalachian League back in the 30s. It wasn't, you know, around Flintstones time. It was in the 30s. They ran out of baseballs. It would be fascinating, and I mean fascinating, to know how many baseballs are utilized in just affiliated baseball, including the majors. Chopper to short, couple of hops. Unroe unloads. Boy, got him by a step. Jordan hustles, but he's out. The third is Harris, but on the second out of the inning. During my real quick stint with the A's, my two games in the major leagues, I love it. Debut on a Tuesday, finale on a Wednesday, and get back where you belong. But I was visiting with Scott Emerson, wonderful pitching coach for the A's, dear friend and longtime pitching coach for the Rockhounds, on his way to the show. But Scott and I were talking about baseballs and, of course, all the questions about consistency and this, that, and the other thing. And, boy, and Emo's done a ton of research. But I just asked him how many baseballs he can go through, and he said they prepare 100 a game. And that is just for a major league game. Here's Tyler Soderstrom. Takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. Well, if you got 15 major league games at a full schedule, and then you have AAA, you have AA, and, of course, there is one AAA, one AA affiliate for every big league club, one advanced A, one low A. Swing and a bouncer, foul. 0-2. Well, I guess you probably could do the math. I'll write myself a note. We'll not try to do it right here, but then, of course, you have the complex leagues as well. But even if you just go with the four primary levels of the minors, low A, high A, double A, triple A, you have 30 teams, 15 games on a full slate. Boy, leading, I mean, way off third is Harris, but there's nobody watching him. Takes down a call, third strike, and Soderstrom in some disbelief. Wow, that's a tough pitch. Well, it's an 0-2 count, so I guess you have to say too close to take. But, boy, Tyler, I think Judge Judy might take a call on that. Boy, that was a close pitch. No runs or hits, no errors, one man left on base. And I was trying to glance over my shoulder at our monitor behind me, see if we got a look at that pitch, but it is a called third strike, and I guess that's all that matters now, doesn't it? So, Rockhounds come up empty. And we will go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash scored. Matt Milburn really is coming into the game this time. I love it. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Arkansas 1.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong.
How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Matt Milburn on a relief boy. Jack Cushing will give you his numbers as we go into the seventh inning, but terrific. He looked very much the part that he had played in his first 10 or so starts for the Rockhounds before that AAA promotion. Jack Cushing, outstanding. Matt Milburn on the pitch, and non-Googleable trivia was on this date a million years ago, 1890, but you know him. The guy with his name on the trophy made his major league debut and won his first game. That would be Cy Young. Yeah, that guy. The guy the award is named after. He won in his major league debut. First win. How many more wins did Cy Young earn in his career? Cy Young, and there's purpose to this trivia. Win number one on this date, 1890. How many more did he win, Cy Young? We talked last night about a record. Nolan Ryan, the strikeout record, remarkable. What Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens, and Steve Carlton are the only guys with 4,000 strikeouts. And, of course, Nolan, 5,700. Remarkable. When you talk about a guy, all-time leader in big league history with an absolute huge margin over anybody else. Well, pretty much the same for Cy Young. I'm going to get a quick visit to the manager. Our home plate umpire went to the dugout for a moment. Not sure what that's about. Bobby is asking something of him, but Alex Nash now behind home plate, so not quite sure what the discussion was, but Alex Nash had gone over to the first base dugout for a moment. It'll be Connor Hoover, Jake Anchiup, and Tanner Kerwer to face Matt Milburn on in relief here in the seventh. It's a two-run ball game. Trivia answer after this pitch, a swing and a miss, good fastball, 0-1. Well, Cy Young won his first victory of his career. Notable guy. Probably the only guy that was playing in 1890 that everybody knows his name now. 0-1 pitch. Set in the air, high pop-up shortstop. Or is it Brett? It is Brett Harris, and he will glove it. Ball moved a little bit in the glove, but we won't tell. Pop out to third base, one man down. Here is Jake Anchiup. Cy Young won 510 more. So 511. Now, he is the all-time leader. That's why the award is named after him. Second is Walter Johnson. Guy was called the Big Train. 417. That's 94 wins fewer. And they're the only two to win 400 games. And Chia swings. Pop up again. Third base side. Brett Harris. Pop up number two. Back-to-back pop-ups to the third baseman, two out for Tanner Kerwer. The two guys who are third are tied, and again, they go back a ways. Christy Mathewson, who was a great, Grover Alexander, a great. But they have 373. They are tied for third, and they are 138 wins behind Cy Young. That's why he's got the trophy. Tanner Kerwer takes just outside ball one. Of the top 10, there are really only three names that I think, and probably really only two that the modern generation would know. Three, I think, would be more appropriate. Warren Spahn, you ought to know that name, but not everybody does. Ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Max Schumann. Throw to first, and this one is right on the money. Well, Matt Milburn struggled his last time out. He gets a 1-2-3-7. Maybe a little follow-up on this remarkable stuff. Cy Young, and I know it was a long time ago, but man, a win is a win is a win is a win. But we have played seven. Give you a little game summary. Tinch more on the trivial side. We'll go to the top of the eighth. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 3, Travelers 1.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. We knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Left-hander Ben Onishko is on the pitch. They go to the eighth inning, 3-1 ball game. Rockhounds lead it on the strength, by the way, of still just two base hits. Those two hits driving in the three runs. So Onishko is on the pitch. Get you a look at the line score in this game as we go to the eighth inning. Ben Onishko, I want to make sure I get his name spelled correctly. It's a dandy, O-N-Y-S-H-K-O. Pat, can I buy a vowel? Jake Haber goes one inning, one walk, one K. Line score through seven, and it's intriguing. Rockhounds, three runs, two hits, one error. So the Rockhounds, 3-2-1. Arkansas, one run, five hits, and two errors, 1-5-2. So easy arithmetic, just seven hits in this game. Matt Milburn setting the Travs down in order in the seventh inning. So we go to the eighth, a 3-1 ball game. The difference, a two-run double by Red Harris. Michael Goldberg leads it off and takes a called strike from the left-hander. Just got there in the outside corner. Michael 0 for 3. Has struck out, flown to left, and popped out to the pitcher. Arias made the play, kind of a nifty one. Chopper at the plate, swinging a strike, and the count is 0-2. Game 5 of a 6-game series. Teams wrap up their business here anyway tomorrow afternoon. These two teams will meet not only this week, but also in the next-to-last homestand for the Hounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 0-2 count. Left-hander set. Onishko's pitch tried to backdoor breaking pitch and missed. It's one ball and two strikes. Travs lead the series 3-1. Rockhounds lead the game tonight by that same score, 3-1. Goldberg waits. Michael from the right side. Stretch and pitch by Onishko. Ground ball sharply hit. Third base. Foul ball. Just wide of the bag and there to make the play nicely was Polkovich, but that is a foul ball. Count will stay 1-2, and Michael will retrieve the bat. Onishko making his second or 32nd appearance, 32 appearances. He's 2-2 with a 4 ERA. And gives up less than a hit per inning, 37 hits in 45 innings, 22 walks, 39 strikeouts. Left-hander set, 1-2 pitch, ball hit hard to left field. Actually, the dice or slice a little bit is going to drop, going to be a base hit. Boy, when he swung at that ball, looked like it jumped off the bat pretty strong, but it was actually a very soft line drive, and it drops in front of Jack Larson for the base hit. I have to get a second look at where I turned it. There's a monitor, but it's behind me, which makes it difficult to catch it. I'd love to have seen where that pitch was from the center field angle, but a base hit for Michael Goldberg. And again, the Rockhounds just their third base hit. The batter is Devin Foyle. He walked and scored in the second inning. Pitch right down the middle. Fastball strike 0-1. And in each case, a couple of walks or a walk and a hit batsman have set the table. And then a base hit has provided the run. The Travelers run coming on a Jack Larson home run. The only run given up by Jack Cushing. A bunt attempt, and that is going to be a foul ball. It was handled in foul territory, and Chia made the play through to first base, but Devin's bunt is a foul ball. It's 0-2. In the top of the second, with nobody on and two men out, Prelander Baroa walked Devin and Marty Bikina back-to-back, and Chase Calabuig, looking at the first pitch he has seen since July 26th, singled sharply to right field, scoring Foyle. It was 1-0. Larson's home run came in the third. tied the game at one apiece. And in the fourth inning, a hit batsman by Devin Sweet, followed by a walk to Max Schumann. Pitch went down and away, and boy, just blocked by Anchia. He backhanded that ball, didn't handle it cleanly, but kept it close enough that Goldberg did not try to move up. And for Michael, it would have been difficult to see that that ball got away from his angle. He was blocked off, I would think, by the batter Devin Foyle, so it's one ball, two strikes. Marty Bikina was hit by a pitch opening the fourth. Max Schumann, a one-out walk, and then Brett Harris, the big swing of the bat of the game, a two-run double. Backup pitch is way up and in. Two balls, two strikes. So 3-1 the score, including the single by Goldberg a moment ago. 3-3-1 for the Rockhounds. 1-5-2 for the Arkansas Travelers. Lefty-lefty matchup. Devin Foyle at the plate. Pitched by Anishko is a chopper back to the mound. Boy, that'll do the job. That is going to be, and that throw is going to be low. And that is going to be, I'm not sure how they'll score the play, but there'll be a throwing error. The throw gets away, and advancing to third is Goldberg. So I'm guessing we'll have a hit and an error. And it is indeed. Devin Foyle, infield single. That was just a Baltimore chop to the pitcher. Down to second base on the swing goes Goldberg and goes to third base on the throwing error. The ball, I'm not sure if it hit the bag or not. It almost looked like it did. First and third, nobody down. Back-to-back base hits on a soft line drive and a Baltimore chop. And now the Hounds a chance to maybe put a little more distance between themselves and the Travs. Jake Anchia doing a little adjustment on the batting helmet and mopping the brow and getting some dirt out of there, I'm guessing. And now here's Marty Bikina. He's 0-for-1. He has walked, been hit by a pitch, scoring a run, and struck out. First and third, infield in at third base. Bikina takes a strike, 0-1. Third baseman Polkovich, step or so inside the bag at third. In fact, right on his shoes, right on the infield grass. That's legal. Can't have your shoes on the outfield grass if you're an infielder, which I still think is one of the dumbest of the rules. But, hey, we got the pitch clock. That works. Delivery swung on, sent right back up the middle. This might be two. Step on the bag at second for one. Throw to first, double play. Run scores. That's not the way the Rockhounds had in mind, but Michael Goldberg will score on the double play. No RBI. That's a 4-3 double play. Devin Foyle forced out at second base. Marty Bikina is out at first. So a run across. Boy, the Rockhounds have Frankensteined them together in this game. And it is a 4-1 game. Again, no RBI. Run scoring on a double play. Base is empty. Chase Calabui gets the play. 1-for-3 in his return. Takes a good backup pitch for a strike. It's 0-1. Chase with an RBI single in the second, RBI number 44. The Rockhounds, three runs, three hits, and Arkansas has pitched in three errors. Backup delivery, that's a called strike 0-2. First two errors, by the way, did not factor into runs scoring. This one obviously does. So base is empty, two man down, 0-2 count, but the Hounds expand the lead. Chase waits, lefty-lefty matchup, 0-2 is the count. Pitch from Anishko is bounced foul at the plate. Not a tiny piece of it did. Chase stays in at 0-2. Run is unearned at this moment in time. It still could become earned. The error did not cost an out. It simply allowed a runner to advance 90 feet. Calabuig waits. Anishko set, delivers, back up, ooh, way up and in, almost got him. One ball, two strikes. So top of the eighth inning. Hounds 4, Travelers 1. Calabuig asking for his time, and he will now step in. Pitch clock is rebooted. And Ben Anishko, with his left arm at his side, baseball in his left hand, has his sign, now brings it up to the glove. 0-2 again. 1-2, rather, down and away. Ball 2. Two balls, two strikes. Top of the order, Max Schumann on deck here in the eighth. The Rockhounds now leading I'll correct myself. Four runs, remember, on four hits. Three errors by the Tribes. Pitch way low and outside. Ball three. So Chase now an 0-2 count. He is now a 3-2 count. Boy, Frisco is on its way to another win. They have just scored four more in the seventh. It's Frisco 9, Amarillo 2. Boy, the Rough Riders right now are playing great. So is Corpus Christi, in fact, although they trail tonight. Bouncer on a long hop out to second. Handle it. Boy, this is quick. Did he get there? Good throw just in time. Little knuckleball and a big long bouncer to Patrick Frick made the play and throws Chase out by a quarter step at first base. So one run, two hits, one error, nobody left on base. It wasn't exactly highlight film kind of stuff, but the Rockhounds extend the lead. So we'll go to the bottom half of the eighth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4 and the Travelers 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Last half of the eighth inning, and Matt Milburn going to the mound to face the top of the order here in the bottom half of the eighth. We're talking about Cy Young and our non-Googleable trivia. Really remarkable. Only two pitchers have ever won 400 or more games. Walter Johnson, 417, the great Cy Young, 511. And behind that, 373, tied for third. That's 138 wins fewer than Cy Young. How many guys will win 138 games in their career? And that is the difference between first and third all-time. Stunning. Very similar, I think, to the Nolan Ryan strikeout numbers. Swinging a pop-up off the bat of Jack Larson. Shallow left, and it will be Chase Calabrese who will make the catch. And three guys all after it. And Chase makes the call and the catch. One pitch, one swing, one pop-out. Trav's being very aggressive against Matt Milburn. They had good success against him earlier in this series. But Matt basically has three pop-outs and a ground-out. That'll go as a fly ball to left. It was very, very shallow, almost reachable by shortstop Max Schumann. Now Riley Unruh, 1-for-3. Singled back in the first. Little chopper up the first base side. Matt Milburn charges, but that'll be in foul ground and a count 0-2. On that top 10 list, by the way, all time of wins in big league history, Warren Spahn, the great Milwaukee Brave, all time winningest left-hander, 417. That's still 94. More than that, yeah, 94. Doesn't sound right. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, 363 for Warren Spahn. And then Greg Maddux and Roger Clemens, those names you know. Swinging a well-hit ball, right center field. On the move, Michael Goldberg, and he cannot get there. That ball's going to bounce one time. Going to find the bullpen fence, and coming for third base is Unruh, and he will slide in there safely with a one-out triple. Crowd responds, and a three-bagger for Riley Unruh. Really drilled the ball. That was sharply hit off the bat. And you know Unruh had triple in mind all the way, so Matty gets the first four batters he faces, but now a triple. Boy, that run, the Rockhounds just Frankensteined together in the top of the eighth inning, looming a little bit larger. It is a 4-1 game, runner at third, one man down. Milburn's pitch to Jake Shiner, a called strike inside corner. Warren Spahn, the great Brave, is fifth all-time. Greg Maddux and Roger Clemens, 355 and 354, eighth and ninth. But boy, that many wins anymore? Not likely, huh? Swinging a foul out of play. It's 0-2. And I know it's different time, space, and dimension, but Well, I mean, just to, and of course, Cy Young lost a lot of games too, but he won 511. Just to go to the mound 511 times is pretty amazing. 0-2 stretch, runner at third. Pitching away by Milburn. Backup delivery just inside 1-2. Not perhaps an easy pitch to take. A non-Googleable trivia brought your way by Budweiser and Michelob Ultra. Game time tomorrow, 1:35. Finale of the series. Set by Milburn, 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball got loose. Retrieved by Soderstrom. Throws to first base for the out. So that got a little dicey, but a strikeout and a 2-3 put out. So two down in the inning. And obviously a big batter here, and it's Caden Polkovich. He's 0-for-3 in the game. Had a big swing of the bat last night for the Travs, did the switch-hitting third baseman. Unroll at third base on the triple. Polkovich batting from the left side. Milburn comes set, looks at the runner, comes to the plate. Just up and away for ball one. One ball, no strikes. David Leal tomorrow against hard-throwing Bryce Miller. Well, they do have some pitching talent of prospects on this staff. Do the Travelers pitch to the outside edge, just wide for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Shade him up the middle just a bit with shortstop Max Schumann. Outfield pretty well straight away, not overly deep. Polkovich waits, pitched by Matt, swung on and drilled, but foul. That's a line drive. That'll put a dent in something when it comes down to terra firma and deep right field. Two balls, one strike to count. Last of the eighth inning. This ball game was a 7 o'clock start tonight. Guys have been playing a while. Pitch, and that's, boy, high strike. Just got there. Again, a bit of a delayed call, and, of course, that'll add to the reaction. Now, there have been some borderline pitches, to be sure. Again, remember Tyler Soderstrom in the seventh inning called out on a really borderline pitch, and that one as well. High edge of the zone. Two balls, two strikes. Polkovich waits. Milburn's pitch, fastball in the dirt, and it's stopped by Soderstrom. That was down around the shoe tops of the left-handed hitter. Count is full. Rockhounds 4, Travelers 1, bottom of the 8th inning, runner at 3rd, 2 men down. Milburn set with a 3-2 count, pitch takes flight, punch toward 3rd, handled by Harris. Throw to 1st base is in time for the out. Boy, inside-out swing, that ball got to Brett Harris in a hurry, but he handled it, he was right there, and made the play for the out. So, a 1-out triple goes by the boards, no runs on a hit, no errors, and Riley Unruh is stranded at 3rd base. Go to the top half of the ninth. Travs again will go back to the bullpen. We'll go to the top half of inning number 9 with our Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 4, the Travelers 1.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Right-hander Scott Boches out of the Arkansas bullpen. He's the fifth reliever used in this game. Dyason Arias went 2, and that is kind of unusual in visiting with Stephen Davis, the voice of the Travs, and saying that almost exclusively the bullpen utilized in no more than one inning at a time. So Bochus on in the ninth. He'll face the top of the order. Max Schumann is 0-2 with a couple of walks and a run scored. Right-handed hitter playing shortstop tonight as Max swings and pops it up, perhaps to his opposite number. Riley Unruh is there. Shortstop has it for the out. Well, Max not hitting for much of an average yet since returning from AAA, reaching base a couple of times, though, in this game. And, of course, that's really an on-base percentage, a huge number, obviously, for a guy with speed and stolen base capability. And Max has been among the league leaders in that category and among multiple categories all year. Brett Harris, the batter, two-run double in the fourth inning. Still the biggest swing of this game, a swing and a foul out of play here. It's 0-1. Rockhounds have scored four runs on four hits. And all four hits have been absolutely critical. Plus, they've had a hat-trick of walks and a hit batsman contributing to the run scoring. The pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Chase Kalabwig RBI single followed a couple of walks in the second. Brett's double followed a hit by pitch and a walk in the fourth. And two singles led to the run scoring in the seventh. Harris, line drive into left center field. That'll sink and drop for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Larson, making a big turn, but holding is Brett at first base. Boy, Brett Harris, again, was 1-for-1 last night, plus a walk and hit batsman in the sacrifice. And he's 2-for-4 with a walk in this ballgame. Well, Brett Harris, really solid last couple of nights in particular in this series. Here is Kyle McCann. Well, he does get one more chance. Kyle is 0-for-3 plus a walk. We'll put it this way. He's reached base in 17 in a row. Left-handed hitter waits, swings, and sends one foul straight back out of play. 0-1. Jordan Diaz waiting on deck. Well, the bottom four guys in the order have scored three of the Rockhounds' runs. So contributions went from virtually every portion of the lineup. Pitch, boy, tough strike. McCann reacted a little bit. Don't blame him. Low edge pitch outside corner. 0-2. Kyle, left-handed hitter, facing the right-hander, Scott Bochus. One on, one man down, top of the ninth, and it's 4-1 Rockhounds. Stretch of pitch by Bochus, down and in for a ball, 1-2. A little bit of breeze blowing in, not much. What there is all night, it's been fairly gentle, 10 miles an hour or less, blowing inward, almost straight into home plate, but not much breeze. Heavy air, of course, here. Stretch and pitch by Bochus, ground ball foul wide at first base, so Kyle hanging tough. A little drama going on here. Of course, he'd love to add to the lead, and I don't know how many. It's different for a guy. Each guy is a little bit different whether or not you know about streaks. I don't know how aware Kyle is. I think most of the guys are somewhat aware anyhow. One ball, two strikes, runner goes, pitch is swung on and missed. Out on strikes is Kyle McCann, and with that, a 16-game hit streak, perhaps by the board. He did draw a walk, so he's on base in 17 in a row. Stolen base for Brett Harris, who was running on the pitch, so runner in scoring position, two men down, and Jordan Diaz now. Jordan 0-for-4 in this game, went 0-for-1 last night as a pinch hitter. Speaking of streaks, he lost a 20-game on-base streak going 0-for-1, takes a backup strike. And it's 0-1. Top of the ninth inning, runner in scoring position, two men down, and an 0-1 count to the Rockhounds' designated hitter. Stretch and pitch to Jordan. Swings big, high chopper to short, charging, Unruh. Nope, can't make the play. Harris will stop at third. I would think that'll be a base hit. It is. Now, Unruh's going to be unhappy with himself, but that would have been a very close play. That is another Baltimore chop. So Jordan Diaz gets a base hit here. He's 1-for-5 in the ballgame. And that was a big high bouncer. By the time Unruh got to it, that has to be a perfect play to get him. Jordan, of course, doesn't have a bunch of speed, but he was hustling down the line, and that ball was a big, high chop. So Unroh charging in was on the infield grass when he tried to handle it on that very short hop and just couldn't get it in the glove. Now Tyler Soderstrom takes down and in this time. One ball, no strikes. Tyler 0 for 3 with a strikeout. 0 for 4, forgive me. He is flown out to deep center. Bounced into a fielder's choice, flew out to deep right. That was a tremendous play by Connor Hoover that took a home run away. Swinging a ground ball left side. Base hit past the diving third baseman Polkovich. Drive home the run. Tyler Soderstrom with a base hit to left. Hounds lead it 5-1. In to score is Harris. With Tyler on an inside-out swing and drove that past Polkovich into left field. Diaz stops at second. RBI for Tyler is his fourth at the AA level. 75th of the year overall. The Rockhounds have three base hits in this inning. And again, one of them a scratch single. A swing and a miss as Michael Goldberg comes up empty. Michael a single in the eighth inning. Scored a run. And the Hounds now a run on three base hits against Scott Boches, and the lead now is 5-1. Pitch swung on, hit high in the air to center field. Going back with room is Kerber. Drifting back, well hit for the straightaway center field, and that's where the inning will come to an end. But the Hounds get a run on three base hits. No errors. They'll leave a couple of men on base. The Hounds continue to be very efficient. Five runs on seven hits in this ball game. They expand the lead by one. We'll see if the Hounds go to the bullpen or if it's Matt Milburn who will try to close it out. We are bound for the bottom half of the ninth inning. And our Village Car Wash score now reads the Rockhounds 5 and Arkansas 1.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the Buy HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and... Oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos? I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
You always say it with a smile, but the only guy in the ballpark in terms of the Rockhound space who might have been disappointed the Hounds scored that run is Chase Cohen. This is not a save situation. There have been guys over the course of the years where you almost dread this because it's such a different deal. Closers, if you are a guy who is a true closer, and Chase certainly has filled that role part of this season for the Rockhounds, but closers like save situations, so you have that little bit of adrenaline, and when it goes away, for some guys, it really changes their demeanor on the mound a little bit. I hope that is not the case here, as Chase will try to close this out. Matt Scheffler will lead it off. 5-1 Rockhounds in the ninth. Hounds trying to get their second win of the series and trying to hang on to the top spot in the South in doing so. Swinging a foul out of play. 0-1. And Frisco will take a glance at the Metroplex. Out there in the bottom of the eighth inning, leading Amarillo 9-2, bidding for their seventh straight win. Riders just a game behind the Hounds. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Chase. That'll find the heart of the plate, called strike 0-2. Scheffler, Frick, and Hoover here in the last of the ninth inning. Rockhounds really play Scheffler to pull. Shortstop Schumann toward the hole. Pitch swung on, sent right back up the middle, and Marty Bikina will make the catch on the soft line drive behind second base. Scheffler, I think, might have Pitch might have been down and away a little bit. I'll try to remember to turn and look. No, he didn't get a great look at it. It was a soft line drive, edge of the outfield grass. Easy play there for Marty. One man down for Patrick Frick. Now, we spent another 3 weeks in this ballpark. I might get used to looking at the monitor, which is behind me and over my left shoulder. And it's a good-sized monitor, but it's, you know, it's behind you. To remind yourself to turn and look at different plays. Here is Patrick Frick. Swings and fouls it away. Count is 0-1. Patrick has struck out twice. Sandwiched around a sharp line drive to right fielder Devin Boyle. 0-1 to Frick. Patrick, right-handed hitter, tapping that shoulder, his right shoulder with a bat. Takes down and in from Chase. One ball and one strike. Chase Cohen, 3.53 earned run average. Right-hander, a starter a year ago, working out of the bullpen. Pretty much full-time now. Right-hander comes set. Delivery, chopper back to the mound, and he spears it. Nicely done on one hop. Cohen throws to first for the out. Now two down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rockhounds trying to give themselves a chance to get out of this series with a split. Really will not be easy. Bryce Miller was just tremendous in the series opener, so the Hounds are going to look at another high prospect in the Mariners system. David Leal will get the start for the Rockhounds tomorrow, Sunday afternoon baseball. Wrap up the series. Teams will head to Tulsa. That's a fairly short trip. Pitch by Cohen. Ground ball, first base. Base hit. Got through on the right side, so Connor Hoover. You know, Connor's been denied twice in this game. It's a clean base hit there to right field. It sounds odd, but he bounced out to the catcher in the second inning at Hoover. That was a swinging bunt in front of home plate. And it came down, did the high hop, and hit the dirt in front of home plate, bounced in the air a little bit, and about letter high, Tyler Soderstrom barehanded it and threw him out. And then the nice play by Jordan Diaz back in the fourth inning. So Connor has been denied twice, but he gets a base hit here. One on, two out. And Jake Anchia, the catcher, takes high for a ball, 1-0. So seven base hits for each team in this game. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Arkansas, 1 run, 7 hits, 3 errors. And one of them was costly. 1-0 stretch, and she awaits. Runner will take second. That's defensive indifference and a foul ball straight back, and the runner will give second base right back, and Connor Hoover will jog back to the bag at first. Hoover has his first base hit of the game, and again, he took a home run away from Tyler Soderstrom, reaching over the 5-foot-or-so-high bullpen fence into the bullpen, the Travelers bullpen, and straight away right to take one away from Tyler. And you will see that in this ballpark, in that entire right field side has a 5-foot fence. 1-1 pitch, runner goes, swing and a miss, 1-2. Hoover will take second base on defensive indifference. And now ball and two strikes, and Chase Cohen try to put this one in the books for the Rockhounds. Jack Cushing, the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds. Matt Milburn pitched well in this game. Two scoreless. Pitch, check swing, did he go? He did, ball game. So the Rockhounds, boy, very efficient offense and excellent pitching. Boy, a combined effort allowing just one run in this game on 7 base hits. So Jack Cushing will get the victory in this game. Matt Milburn goes two scoreless and Chase Cohen a scoreless ninth inning. When that came in, it was a save situation, so he will get a hold in this game. No save for Chase, but he will slam the door. So the Rockhounds with the victory and a chance now to gain themselves a split of this series in tomorrow afternoon's final. Rockhounds win it by a final score of 5-1. You know, we kidded about this the other night. We say as just a little tribute to whoever wins the game. In this case, it's the Rockhounds that this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you. There's an asterisk there. Tyler Soderstrom is only 20 years of age. So figuratively, gentlemen, or literally, as you choose, if it is your option, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra Rockhounds, a job well done. 5-1 victory, fellas, is for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rock Hounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
In this ball game, just got handed the box score. Perfect timing. Wow, that's pretty good. So we know these numbers will be correct. Rockhounds 5 runs, 7 hits in an error, 5, 7, and 1. And for the Travelers, 1 run, 7 hits, 3 errors, 1, 7, and 3. The only Travelers run in this ballgame comes on Jack Larson's solo home run. And other than that, again, Rockhounds pitching really good in this ballgame as they were last night. Jack Cushing is the winner. He is 7-2. The hold to Matt Milburn, no save, but Chase Cohen with a scoreless ninth. Devin Sweet will take the loss in this game for the Travelers, and he falls to 4-6. 2 hours, 46 minutes of baseball daylight time, we are told officially. 5,653 on hand at Dickey Stevens Park, 5,653 on hand to watch it. So the Rockhounds win it. They are now 2-3 in the series. And Rockhounds improve on the season to 52-49. Second half, they are now back to 10 games over 500 at 21-11. And that is important because Amarillo is getting its lunch handed to it at Frisco. That will be a 7-game win streak now for the Rough Riders. So they are just going to be, again, one game behind the Rockhounds. From Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock, Arkansas, our final Village Car Wash score of the game. The Rockhounds 5 and the Arkansas Travelers 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
Hounds with a 5-1 victory over the Travelers in this ballgame, and got very, very efficient is a good word for it offensively. Rockhounds scoring 5 runs on 7 base hits. They scored their first 4 runs on 4 hits in winning this game. And Jack Cushing, again, a little bit of a kind of a readjustment perhaps. And I would say the same for Max Schumann, maybe for Mickey McDonald as well. He'd been at AAA, and of course to come back. And the guys, I think the guys who are very knowledgeable, I think Mickey and Max certainly, and Jack Cushing, well, look, the guy went to Georgetown, so he's chances are pretty good intellect. I think they understand, but you are still coming back down one rung on the ladder any way you look at it, so maybe a little bit of readjustment. But Jack Cushing tonight looked like the pitcher that we have seen during most of his stint with the Rockhounds, especially leading up to his promotion. Jack goes 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run that was earned on the home run. The 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, really, really good across the board. The Rockhounds get on the board against Prelander Baroa. Very similar to Luis Medina, the newest member of the Rockhounds, came over to the A's in the New York Yankee trade. And tremendous stuff, upper 90s consistently. Bases on balls were the real speed bump for him. Nobody on, 2 out in the second. He will walk Devin Foyle. That was a well-earned base on balls. That was a 9-pitch walk. Marty Bacchina will draw a walk on a 3-2 pitch as well. And Chase Calabrese, coming back off the injured list tonight for the first time since July 26th, wasted zero time. He sends a line drive base hit into right field that will bring home the game's first run. So a couple of walks and a single, and the Hounds led it 1-0. Travelers tied it in the bottom of the third inning. Jack Larson with a home run to right field, and he cranked it. It was the only inning in which Jack struggled a bit. A strikeout, a home run, a strikeout, a double, a wild pitch, and another strikeout. But Larson's home run will be the only run the Travs will get on the night. It was a 1-1 tie. Rockhounds broke the tie right away in the fourth. And again, this time it's Devin Sweet on. He hits Marty Bikina to open the fourth inning. And then with one man down, a walk to Max Schumann. Brett Harris, and biggest swing of the bat of this ball game is a beauty because it comes on an 0-2 pitch. And Brett cranks a double in the gap to left center field. That will score both Marty Bikina and Max Schumann. Max with excellent speed, and that allowed him to score the run basically without even drawing a throw with a good speed, of course, by the burglar. So a two-run double by Brett Harris, and that really is the game winner. It broke a one-all tie, and 5-1 will be the final in this ballgame. Rockhounds will add to their lead in the eighth inning. Leadoff single, Michael Goldberg. Baltimore chop, Devin Foyle. That put two men on, compounded by a throwing error on the pitcher, Chico. I'm still saying that wrong. You know, when he comes in, I get prepared for that, and then after the game is over and you're looking at the recap, I mess it up. The pitcher's throwing error, putting runners at the corners. Rockhounds will score a run on a double play ball. And that made it a 4-1 ball game as Anishko. Oh, I got it right that time. There we go. You know, when I see him warming up, I practice about three times in the commercial break. Anishko. It doesn't look like Anishko when you look at it on the paper, but Ben's throwing error definitely hurt him as the run scores on the double play. It is an unearned run. Rockhounds then add another run in the ninth inning, a one-out single by Brett Harris. He will steal second base. Little bouncer to shortstop, another Baltimore chop, this time Jordan Diaz reaching safely, and Tyler Soderstrom singles to left field, bringing home Brett Harris with the final run. So Brett drove in a couple, scored another in this ball game. Kyle McCann goes 0-for-4 with a walk, so a 16-game hit streak is in the books. He did reach base, so on base now in 17, but Kyle did go 0-for-4, and that has been very rare, certainly for him. My goodness, what a stretch he has been on in the second half. Did reach base in this game, did the Hounds' first baseman. Jack Cushing, 6 innings, 5 hits. 1 run, it was earned, a walk and 6 strikeouts with a wild pitch. Matt Milburn, 2 innings, 1 hit. It was a triple, but he got a strikeout and a bounce out to get out of the jam. Base 7, retired 6 with a strikeout, did Matt. And Chase Cohen, a scoreless 9th inning with 1 base hit and 1 strikeout. So the Rockhounds 5-7-1, the Travelers 1-7-3 in this ballgame. Mentioned that Frisco is pummeling Amarillo, so the Rockhounds' lead will continue to be simply one game. They are now 21-11, and the Rough Riders will become 20-12 when their ballgame goes officially into the books, but they are leading, and they are leading big time. 1:35 is first pitch tomorrow. That will wrap the first half of this road swing. And for the Rockhounds, it'll be the three-quarter mark of 24 out of 33 on the road. A couple of two-week road trips sandwiched around that recent nine-game homestand. So the Hounds playing a lot of baseball out of the suitcase of late. And they'll wrap up this segment tomorrow with an opportunity to split this series. As mentioned, it will not be easy. Bryce Miller, who was the winner opening night in the Travelers' victory. Miller in just a couple of double-A starts, but 2.45 ERA, and he was dominant in advanced day. He's a very high prospect for the Mariners. Bryce Miller will go tomorrow for the Arkansas Travelers. David Leal gets the baseball for the Hounds, 3-4, with a 4.84 ERA and a Baker's dozen starts for the Rockhounds, and that'll be the pitching matchup in the finale of this series. Sure look forward to bringing it your way for Sunday afternoon baseball. Always nice to play one the old-fashioned way, and that's what these two teams will do before the Hounds move on to Tulsa. For all of us with the Rockhounds at Dickie Stevens Park here in North Little Rock, final score in this game, the Rockhounds 5 and the Arkansas Travelers 1. And until tomorrow, Bob Hartz saying goodnight, Red, Leo, and Mr. Jackson. And goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Dickie Stevens Park in North Little Rock.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio.
Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.